Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire tour? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash of me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Welcome to the Mix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the Mix. I want to say welcome to everyone, and thank you guys so much for joining me here live before tonight. It is Friday night, March 23rd, 2012, and of course, you know where you are. You are welcome to the Mix, and just want to make sure you're going to do a sound check. Make sure you can hear me okay. And if you can't hear me okay, then we definitely need to take care of that. But want to make sure that you guys are in the house tonight. So good to see everyone in the forum tonight. Good to have you guys here. If you're a guest and you're listening for the very first time, definitely let me know that you guys are in the house. So good to see everyone here. Welcome. I can see if Sister Munya is in the house. I don't see her here yet, but I see everybody else in the house. Good to see you guys in the house tonight. Thank you so much for joining me here in the forum tonight. Good to have everyone here. We got things we're going to cover here in the room tonight. If you're joining us and it's your very first time for joining us in the room, what I want you to do is you can actually sign up so you can participate in chat and you can join us here in. So welcome everyone to Remix. We're going to dance a little bit. We're going to get into the energy here as we get into, yes. So you guys can give me just a minute. We're going to get into share. We're going to hear a little bit from Baby Blue, and we're going to start talking about the share, recap some things that happened last night, and go from there. Just need to get in touch with somebody really quick here as we get into the share. We're live in the Remix, everyone. It is it's Friday night. I don't know about you guys, but it's been one of those really, really long weeks. So what I'm going to do is actually put on some music, and then I'll be right back after this. So I want you guys to listen to this, and then we'll be right back.
Oh. Okay. Ah! Oh.
We drop in.
thing you pop in. From the new young twin begin to make your adrenaline pulse right on through your skin and make that cup again. They was playing a demon, both came all back on the wind. We jumped out like a jack in the box, like a adder with a fat dude sack in my sack.
Tell them how we gonna go.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't had enough, you better hide your lunch, because we about to eat that ass up.
To the remix, everyone. It is so good to have you guys in the house. Can you guys hear me okay? Let's do some sound check right now as we continue. Let me know if you guys can hear me loud and clear and if this is much better. All right. Beautiful, beautiful. I thought you guys would just enjoy that while I was working some things out over here on this end to play a little bit of the Yin Yang Twins just to kind of get us crunk. Because we're actually moving into this time of the year where we do need to stand up about some things and we do need to begin to get crunk, as it says, as the song goes. So it is definitely some energy that's on the planet. One of the things that we talked about last year, before we actually close out the year, about some of the things that would be going on during this time of the year. And as you can see, one thing we talked about was those colors, and I told you the colors of that burnt orange and that yellow mixed together, which is that colors connected to the fire energy. Lots of fire would be on the planet, and we've seen that both in Earth, and we've also seen that as a lot of things. Most recently, a lot of shootings, which has to do with fire energy. And particularly the case that has really just brought a lot of rise, the young boy that was shot, 17-year-old, that was actually shot, Trayvon, that was done by fire. So fire energy is here, and we know that everything has a polarity to go back and forth. And I know we don't talk about a lot of these things on the remix, but I just want to kind of bring some things to you guys' attention, because these are different omens that are coming, a lot of them, to show what time we're in, what things are really beginning to go on. So you can look around the globe, and you can see a lot of things that are happening via fire. These are things that are being sparked. This is that energy that's being sparked, that's being lit. And some people are putting out 40 shootings in Chicago. There's been reported things going on, volcano activity happening around the world. So a lot of fire energy. So we're going to talk about that tonight, and we're going to talk about it in a very unique way. I want to talk about some of the things that's in the news. We'll touch on that. We're going to talk about that. But mainly what tonight is going to be about, and I really want you guys to really help me with this. We're going to do some scrolls, and I'm going to show you sort of a channel I got on these about how to make a scroll for prosperity. And we're going to talk about how we can begin to put these things together for ourselves. Also, how we can begin to harness this energy of fire, because we have it within us. A lot of sparks are going on at this particular time as well. A lot of the sparks are going on. And also how to look out for the inspired omens. So tonight, we're live in the remix, and of course, I'm your host, Ms. Blue, and I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone who's out here joining us in the forum. If you're new and you're joining us for the very first time, we invite you to come on over and join us in the chat room. If you don't know how to get here, let me go ahead and give you some directions on how to get here, and that is just simply go to www.blogtalk.com/the remix, and the chat room is open. You are free to come on in. Just click the button at the very bottom and sign up and let us know who you are so you can chat with the Remix family. I want to give a big shout out to Le Blue Inc., who's in the chat room, who gave me some very good feedback so I can take care of the sound that was kind of mixed up a little bit there. So I called back in so we could clear that up. So I want to give a big shout out to her. Much love, and thank you for doing that, Le Blue. And all of you who are out there listening as well. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can call that number and come on in the remix. Before we get started, I do want to remind you guys that you can always, always come back and download the shows on the remix. They're available here through the archive. All you have to do is come on over, click the download button, and get the shows from there. If you don't get them from there, you can actually just go over to YouTube, and you can download the shows. They are free, and there's years worth of archives there, something there to spark whatever is going on with you. So I know you guys are just coming back. A lot of you went to the lecture that was happening in the ATL that Brother Panic threw, and then Sunday we're going to do a chat and chill, and Brother Panic will be on. So we'll be chatting and chilling. We'll have a subject that we'll talk about on Sunday, so look for that show Sunday, as well as go back for those of you who missed the show. I definitely want you to go back and download Seeds of Life, an excellent share, a lot of good energy in that particular show too. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you who have been sending in emails, and welcome some of our new international family, family from, I believe it was Australia, and also someone listening from Switzerland who actually found out about the shows, some more family listening from those particular countries from listening via YouTube. So that is definitely great to have more of that family come on board. They were listening to Brother Bobby Hemmett, and that ultimately led them to the show over here. By the way, I had an opportunity to speak to Brother Bobby today, and it is always wonderful to hear his energy and connect with him, and also Linda as well, his queen. So I want to give a big shout-out, loves to them as well. And you guys know that when it comes to occult science, metaphysics, or any of those particular subjects, there's no one that really, really has dropped more information than Brother Bobby Hemmett himself. And so you can always get all of the things that he offers, from DVDs, from the Angelic Stimulus Check, to the Purple Disc, and to all of those all of those different things to help you elevate yourself and also expand your knowledge as well. And so to reach out to Brother Bobby Hemmett, you can just give him a call at 678-358-1055. And, you know, leave a message if you don't get answered and let them know some of the things that you're interested in, and you can begin to get a copy of all of those. So make sure you definitely do that as well. Oh, look at you guys out there. Well, listen, like I said, tonight we're going to kind of take it real slow here. Oh, and by the way, the Oracle deck, I don't want to feel like I'm teasing you guys with it, but definitely it's ready. It's here. I have it in my hand. And for those of you who've had some of the sacred sessions this week, I've actually had them in my hand. And Brother Bobby Hemmett will be coming on soon. He will be coming on soon, you guys. So I'll let you know. You'll definitely know when Brother Bobby is coming on. But I have this Oracle deck in my hand. And this is really, really, it's just an amazing thing to have in my hand to be able to touch. And soon you guys will be able to touch it as well. So still look for that. I'm just trying to tweak a couple more things because I really want it to be ready to go, everything ready to go once you guys get your hands on it. And I'll be giving away a few decks as well, too. So you guys can also look for that also. Also, what we're going to talk about tonight, we're going to actually get ready to get into dancing. The Yin Yang Twins was just kind of helping us out a little bit here, but we're going to get into doing some dancing. And this was actually inspired by Baby Blue. And we had a real interesting week here. We can learn so much from our children, from our youth, when we take some time to just settle ourselves and listen to them. And this was a particular song that she just wanted to thank me for today. And I thought it would be a great way to start this show out. And yes. And I thought this would be an excellent way to start the show off, to really kick off this energy as we get ready to get into this. What I want you guys to do before we do this, like I said, tonight I really want you guys to help out a lot. So we're going to have the phone lines open, and I want a lot of sharing to go on tonight as we continue to make these strolls for prosperity and talk about different things, the fire magic and looking out for inspired omens. The readings this week have been amazing, and so throughout all of the busyness and everything that was going on, it was still so many amazing brothers and sisters that I was able to connect with. And I'm very thankful for that. Lots of fired energy coming out of there as well, too. So that was also really good to hear and to connect with. So what I want to do tonight, I really want to dedicate this song. If I had to say who to dedicate it to, I think this is a good time. And sisters, you can help me out with this. But I think it's a good time that we actually take this reflection and we dedicate this song to the brothers. So what do you guys think about maybe doing this dedication to the brothers? What do y'all think? Okay, I see someone in the chat room. See a lot. Yes, yes, yes for the brothers. Ooh, yes. Yes for the brothers. Yes, much love to the brothers. Yes. And when we say brothers, we're thinking about all of our brothers, whether that be, you know, our grandfathers, our sons, you know, our fathers, you know, our uncles, our cousins, our friends, you know, our husbands, our brothers we're in relationships with, you know, just the brother that we often share thoughts with and we build with, you know, brothers that we come together with on the remix, you know, just brothers from all over the world to share this message to. And then for the brothers themselves, this is a great opportunity for you guys to receive. We often talk about masculine energy and we talk about feminine energy and we talk about receiving. And so tonight, you know, this week has just been, it's really been riding the cosmic wave. It's been one of those weeks that has been so long. But then I look up today and it's already Friday. It's been a long week. It's been an amazing week. So many things have happened this week. I was just speaking with a friend of mine and we just kind of went over like, wow, all of this happening, during this 1 week, like so much have gone on. And one of the things that I could say at the beginning of the week, which was on Sunday, for me, it truly was a place of mystery. And so I love when I get into the unknown of things because it truly represents growth. And I can see my growth from last week Friday all the way up until this week, you know, all the way up until this moment. And so tonight, brothers, you know, just kind of sit back. We want you to dance too. So I want everybody to get up just where you are right now. I want you to begin to get up, stand where you are. And sisters, we're going to dance for the brothers tonight. So old and young, that's right, sisters, get on up. Get on up. I see you guys over there. Just get up, and we're going to dance, and we're going to dance for whatever special brother in your life. And then also, I want all of us, that's what we're doing on the macro level. On the micro level, we're actually dancing for that part of ourselves. So we always want to make sure that we have that great reflection, you know, the reflection of knowing ourselves, because this is the reflection that we're seeing. And with so much energy going on the planet and so many things happening that's both, you know, really taking you between the two polarities, you know, you can look at the energy of the sun and you can see how amazing it is. And you can feel the sun as its warmth. I was driving today and the sun was just kind of really kind of shining on my face and my skin, and I could really just feel it absorbing my body, absorbing it, you know, really just activating things within me. And then know that the same fire, the same energy can also destroy at the same time. That's the polarity of it. That's the balance of it. You know, that's that fine balance of it. But tonight we're going to be reflecting on fire energy from a very, very positive place, a very loving and a very magical place. And so as you're dancing, I want you to begin to think on both the macro and also think on the micro level. So you're dancing for that special man in your life, but you're also dancing for yourself. So brothers, you get to partake in this too. So I want everybody to get up, get the kids, get the children. And like I said, tonight we're not trying to speed past anything. We're going to take our time here tonight as we go through these three things that we're going to be covering here. Lots of interaction. So if you're not on the phone lines and you want to be on the phone lines and you want to participate, I encourage you to call in now. 646-652-2711 is the number to call once you get on the phone lines. So here we go. This is the song that Baby Blue came in singing to me. And she sung this song to me. And then I began to think about her, and we sung the song kind of together. And then we sung it to her brother, my son, we sung this. And it just made me really think that this would be a good foundation to just kind of spread this love out tonight. And just because of some of the energy that I've been dealing with this week in the sessions and the emails that I've received from brothers all over the world, I know that brothers are definitely particularly in a need at this time to feel this feminine energy coming from so many different places. So let us be the reflection that we send this vibration out into the universe to all the brothers all over the world. So, okay, sisters, we're gonna start dancing first, but, you know, brothers, feel free to join in. As a matter of fact, you're gonna want to join in. You're not gonna be able to help yourself to not join in. So here we go. Let's get ready to dance.
Stars all the way from here. Can
All right. There it is, you guys. You put my love on top. And that message is definitely going out to everyone out there. And definitely from me, Miss Blue, you guys put my love on top. And this was a beautiful message that Baby Blue sung the song to me. And I love this song. It really has so many meanings on so many different levels about being able to take your love and put it on top, you know, put it on top, just take it to the top, you know. And this was a week, you know, one of the things that also made me think about doing the Scrolls of Prosperity and talking about fire magic, you know. A lot of times, and I'll just share a little bit about this, about some of the things that Baby Blue did today. One of the things, and most of you guys know, her passion is singing. She loves to write music and she loves to sing. And she went for a very big audition this week. And so, you know, we've been doing a lot of practicing, a lot of singing. Those of you who had readings this week, you heard her singing in the background. If you had those evening sessions, you would hear her singing in the background, and they would say, "Miss Blue's at the radio." I'm like, "No, that's Baby Blue. She's back there. She's doing her thing. She's singing." And, you know, I'm just so proud of her for being so young and wanting to step out and follow her dreams, you know, step out and really take her love and put it on top. Because for so many of us, you know, you can think about your life and you can think about where you are at this moment. You know, what is something that you need to put on top that you haven't followed that's been within your heart? You know, something that you wanted to do, but you held yourself back from doing it because you was just there and you were afraid to put your love on top, you know, to really make it exactly what it was supposed to be. So this message, like I said, first, on a macro level from all of us sisters, we send that message out to all the brothers around the world to put your love on top, you know, make sure you put your love on top first for yourself. And then put your love on top, you know, for your family and for everyone that's around you. And then for us sisters, the same thing. You know, we're constantly putting everyone else's love on top. You know, we got to begin to make sure we put our love on top for ourselves, you know, so that we can be there for each other. Because when you're in that place and you're able to put your love on top for yourself, then you can spread that love to anybody. You're not going to be tired of doing it. You're not going to be worn out. Your job is not going to irritate the hell out of you. You know, people around you is not going to get on your nerves. You know, the neighbor is not going to bother you. You know, the neighborhood is not going to bother you. You know, where you live is not going to bother you. You're able to kind of move past some of these obstacles. So when you're not able to do that, one of the things you can begin to take a look at is find out where you have not put your love on top. Because if you're putting your love on top, then you're going to be able to really, really move past these obstacles and challenges a lot easier than just struggling with them. It's when you don't put them on top that you can't do it. So a powerful message there in that song coming from Beyonce. I love that song. It has a very good vibe to it. The words are just, like I said, so multidimensional. A lot of times it's a lot of junk out there. We know that when it comes to listening to music and sounds and vibrations. But sometimes you can find what you're looking for, too. And so in that particular song, it was so perfect because I heard Baby Blue singing it. I tried to get her to sing it tonight, but she was like, nah, not just yet. But I'm sure she will. I'm sure she will. I want to go ahead, you guys, and welcome everyone to the remix. We're about to get in the share. If you don't have something to write with, I encourage you to go get something to write with, a piece of paper and a pen, so we can begin to get into some magic right here live on the remix.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
There it is. There it is. If nothing else moves you, life will. Wanted to say welcome to all of our international listeners in the house tonight. I see London's in the house. listening with us. I know Europe is always in the house listening to us. I want to say welcome to everyone around the world. I know you guys are all listening out there. Tonight, we've kind of taken it a little bit slow. We're not going to rush through this, but it's good to see everyone in the house.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix. All right, so now let's get ready to get into the share. We're going to start beginning to write some scrolls for prosperity. The first one I want you guys to do is I also want you guys to take out a piece of paper. And I want to talk about why it's important to do these scrolls at this time of the year. When we begin to look to the East, our ancestors in the East, and I did a show, I want to say last year, talking about this as well, that usually around New Year's time, you will see them putting scrolls on their front door. And they're sort of welcome scrolls. And the reason for them is to attract prosperity, also to welcome in spring. We're in the springtime at this particular time. And it's also about wealth and good fortune. So you can begin to put these things together for yourself. You can kind of write your own magic, and that's what we're going to be doing. And what you want to do when you begin to write yours is you want to turn it upside down, because the upside down is actually you sort of sending the energy out into the universe, welcoming the arrival of. So on your scroll, what you want to do, if you have a piece of paper, and I know you guys do, what you can do is you can decorate it however you choose to decorate it. I like to make little borders around the edge and just kind of do it. If you don't feel comfortable putting it on your front door, you can actually put it on your front door. You can put it, if you have a garage door, a back door, you can put it there, wherever your main door is that you travel in and out. Or you can place it on the inside, but you want to make sure you attach some ribbon to it, either by stapling the ribbon to it and putting it together or turning it upside down. You can use words. So some of the words that you want to begin to do, you can put on there wealth if you want. You can put good health, prosperity, springtime, any of these words. So you're going to use key words to begin to put on your scroll. And these are going to be things that you're going to manifest as the season begins to come in. So I want us to take some time right now, and I would love for you guys to call in and tell me some of the things that you're writing on your scroll for prosperity that you're going to begin to hang up. And even if you guys want to take some pictures and post them up on the Remix family page, that would be great too, to be able to see it. But I want you guys to do that. So we're going to take some time right now and actually have you write out what you're going to put on your scrolls for prosperity, on those things that you want to begin to do that, to attract it. You can put health on there. If you have some dreams that you need to put on top, you can put them on there as well too. Remember, anything that you begin to write down as you begin to manifest it or bring these things into reality, make sure they're things that you really want to manifest during this particular time. We're still planting seeds. This is the perfect time to plant seeds, to put things in the ground, to put things in the garden, to put things out into the ether. So that's going to be important as well too. Do y'all want to hear a little bit of music while we do that, or are we good? If you're done with yours, go ahead and call in, because I would love to hear what you have up there. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you're on the phone lines, and let me know that you're ready. I see a few people have already pressed 1. If you're on the phone lines, and you can do that. And yes, you can actually, somebody asked, are pictures okay? You can draw pictures. You can really do whatever you want. But this one is really going to be about the vibration and the energy of the words that you're putting down. But of course, you can always do what you want to do and follow that too. So I'll say, if you want to put that on there, by all means, you go ahead. But for this particular one, it is really about putting the words on there, but you can always do your own thing, you know. I'm never against that. But this particular one, this is really a universal principle that has been used since the beginning of time of making these scrolls. and putting the words on there, and there it's very effective of that as well. You can use parchment paper. Actually, that would be great. I have some paper that was made in Egypt that I have a few things on. Maybe I'll take a picture of that and I'll show that to you guys. That often I do a lot of writing, or if I'm sending out a special letter, I'll put some things on the letter and put that on there. But yes, you can use parchment paper. You can use whatever kind of paper you want. If you want to decorate it, if you want to draw on it, like I said, make different designs around it, you can do that as well too. And you can find some ribbon. But 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Call in, because we'd love to hear what you guys are putting on there. I'd love to hear that. So we're going to listen to a little bit of music while everyone gets their writing on now, because remember, spirit moves on written words. So you may be thinking at this time you really don't know what to write, but as soon as you begin to write, the spirit will begin to move. It'll move on you writing on some words. So we're going to listen to some more music, just a little bit of jam music here, just kind of in one of those moods this evening, as we continue right here live in the remix.
Check it out now, no doubt now, yeah, check it out now, no doubt, yeah, special girl, real good girl, biggest thing to my itty bitty girl, call her up and she made me feel right, wish the bliss could never take flight. Sitting back with this mic in my hand, spitting hot shit, trying to see grand. Imprinted on my mind every minute, make my plans and you always in it, y'all. Such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. And even though we both fly, give each other faith and not the evil eye. Talking like grown-ups, don't even try to hide, cause the spot blown up. Girlfriend telling you she wanna see, I say I don't know, but you say gladly. And when we both do head, we go on and on and on and on and on and sweeter than Ben and Jerry. Can't rhyme, but you know I get mine. Sitting around in my abstract car, this abstract thing going abstract far, yeah. Such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Check it, look at me.
Check it, look at me. Yeah, yeah, such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Check it, yeah, check it, look at me.
Check it, look at y'all, check it,
yeah,
such a vibrant thing, vibrant. Getting back to my MC status, all the willy that I kick make the other niggas maddest. Moving to the old town of situation, shorty thought she subtle, but she really was blatant when she shook a thing and violated. Now these wolf-like thoughts are formulated. I'm saying, oh, is this some heartfelt shit here? Am I chilling back, nigga? Well, shit, yeah. Plus we can hold the convo or go to the movies, my crib, whatever, yo. Just wanna see you by my side. We on 95, know the stash is in the ride. I'm rapping, nigga, for real. You would find me in the cipher if I didn't cop a deal. Rap slate like big bait. You buy, I sell, we split big cake. Please move your little thing. Take a little thing, yeah. Such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing, yeah. Such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing, yeah. Such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, out, yo, yeah.
Yes, a vibrant thing. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're making scrolls here for the springtime, scrolls for prosperity. So definitely press press 1 when you guys get on the phone line so I know that you're here and you're ready to share. I'll share mine as well, too, but I'll share mine in a minute. We're going to go to the phone lines and see what everyone has to share. We're going to go to the first caller. It looks like calling in from area code 334. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Sheena. And I'm calling
greetings.
From Montgomery.
You're calling from where, Sheena?
Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay, greetings from Montgomery, Alabama. So, what did you put on yours? Tell us about it.
Okay, I put good health, love, mm-hmm. money, luxury, wealth, beauty, abundance on top of abundance. Sexuality, happiness, joy, peace, magic, confidence, friendship, and fitness. That's what came.
Oh, I love it. I love that. That's going to be great. So where do you plan on hanging your scroll at?
I'm actually going to put my scroll on my front door.
Okay. Don't forget to hang it upside down so you can put a ribbon on there and hang it upside down. So very powerful. Good things on there. Good things. Thank you for sharing.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Peace. All right. There you go, you guys. 646-652-2711. We're going to go to the phone lines calling in, it looks like, from area code 340. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 340? Okay, they're not saying anything. So we're going to go to the next caller. If you, let's see, calling in, it looks like, from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This your boy, No Thang, calling out of Roanoke, Virginia. What's up, Ms. Blue?
Oh, greetings to you, No Thang. What do you have on your what do you have on your list there? You want to share yours with us? You're strong?
Yes. All mine deals with my inner wealth. So it deals with peace, wisdom, compassion, unification, unconditional love, and knowledge, self-knowledge.
Beautiful, beautiful. And where are you?
Mm-hmm. Say it again. What were you about to say?
I was just going to say, where were you going to hang it at?
Oh, probably, since I live in apartments, I probably will mm-hmm. hang it up in my room. Is that cool?
Yes, it is. It is cool. You can hang it up in your room and just remember to put it upside down. Love that. Some really good things on the list. And so these are going to be the seeds that you're sort of continuously sending out for this year at this time. So beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, hey, I got a friend that I want you to meet. Her name is Nirvana.
Okay, Nirvana. Is Nirvana, did she do her list too?
Yeah, I think she did. Yeah, she did.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Greetings. How are you? Who's on the line, please?
Savannah.
Greetings. Did you want to share your list with us?
Sure. It's not long because I didn't really. It's not done, but I just put. Actually, I didn't even create a list. I thought I did, but
okay.
I was writing down the stuff. I was writing down the stuff that you listed. I was doing two things at once, so I...
Okay, that's okay. Do you think about some of the things that you want to put on your list?
Well, I wrote down three that you said, wealth, good health, and prosperity. So those are probably
okay.
on there.
All right, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for being on the line, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you. You guys keep listening.
All right.
All right. Beautiful. Gotta love the brothers. Gotta love the brothers. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 443, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, love, joy, and happiness. This is Casanova from BMO City, the woman's action figure. How you doing, Miss Blue?
Oh, I am wonderful. So say that one more time for us, Casanova. You know I want to sing that song every time you come on, right?
It's from BMO City. Made from BMO City, Casanova, a woman's action figure. Baltimore City Zone.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Love it, love it. Ooh, Casanova, you got to change that smoke detector.
Oh, wow. What's
the battery? It's a past life thing. I always can pick it up. Past life thing. You got to do it.
Not a problem. They're good looking. Good looking.
Yes.
It's okay to say a quick question.
Yes.
Remember Sunday you told me about Air Over Thunder. I was a little scratching my head on that. I'm saying what you come by that. If that's okay.
Casanova, let me see if I can even remember what I told you. Air Over Thunder. It was for you to rise to come out of the thunder because you couldn't hear, to rise above that to come into the air, because air is where wisdom flows. So
things that you were doing in your life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. On my list, I chose success, wealth, making my business grow, prosperity, love, protect me from, from being robbed and stuff like that, negative energies and stuff like that.
Right. Overcoming failure,
bring good luck to my life, and also attract fortune to my home.
Beautiful. Love it. Very powerful.
And
where are you going to hang? Mm-hmm.
This is going to my altar, because thanks to Brother Panic about the altar, so far I've been getting some good stuff in my dreams and a little bit in my physical realm.
Beautiful. Beautiful. There you go. That's it. Thank you, Casanova.
Thank you, Miss.
All right.
Peace and love.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 424. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Jessica calling from Los Angeles.
Greetings, Jessica, from Los Angeles.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Good, thank you.
Okay, it's funny because yesterday I went to a women's meeting and they actually made us do a list similar to what you just explained, except that they didn't break it down just the way you did, it was just a different explanation because of the new moon. So I just wanted to share some of the stuff I wrote there.
Okay, beautiful. Yes, yes, you can do that.
So we wrote it as in more of seeing yourself doing something. So just to share a few, I see myself harmoniously and joyously falling into my moon cycle.
Right.
Or there's also I see myself eating healthy. I see myself happily accepting the job that allows me to be outside. I see myself learning about myself to deeply understand me.
Mm-hmm.
And I easily see myself becoming a healer.
Beautiful. Very powerful. And yes, it is a similar thing that you can actually do, and always, using the energy of the moon to do it too. So that's really good. Yes, and being coupled by having those things together with the new moon coming up upon us, and also just being in springtime, it's so much powerful energy to be able to, put that out there. So thank you so much for calling in and sharing your list with us and putting it out there as well. So
thank
beautiful.
You. I had one quick question. Did you say a red ribbon?
I didn't really give a specific on the ribbon.
I said
just, whatever color you want. But, red is going to be symbolic as well, too, because, it's connected with a lot of energy when it comes to manifestation. One of the things that would be good to do, since we're talking about the colors, because orange would be excellent to do, because that taps into a lot of creativity. It taps into sexuality. That energy that comes from the sacral chakra has a lot to do with all of those particular things. So that red would be great too, because those are the colors that come from the sun. So all of those. But any color ribbon that you want to do, you can use that with as well. Very good point. Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay, and that was all. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you for sharing.
Have a good night.
You too. Really good, you guys. So there we go. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you call in and wanting to share what you're going to put on your list, that would be great for you guys to do that. We're going to go to the caller. It looks like calling in from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Wanda Taylor, how are you? I'm calling from California.
Greetings to you, Wanda from California.
Yes, I did mine. I put prosperity, wealth, love, spiritual gifts, adventure, spiritual journey, abundance, happiness, manifestation, and laughter.
Mm, beautiful, beautiful. Really good. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. Where are you going to hang your list at?
I'm going to hang it on the inside of my front door upside down.
That's it. Beautiful. Love it. Love it. Thank you. Make sure you call back and share with us what's going on. Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings.
Greetings, Ms. Blue. How are you?
I am wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
This is Lanisha.
Hello? Yes, hello. Lanisha?
Yes.
Hi, Lanisha, can you cut off your computer speakers for us? Because we're getting some feedback there.
Sure, I just did. Is it better now?
Yes, it is. You want to share your list with us?
Yes, it's kind of long, but I'll sit
here. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I have jobs, employment, career, money, directing, awareness, communication, good health, nutrition, my will, personal relationship, growth, love, strength, drive, dancer, dance teacher, African, communication, discipline, creativity, laughter, blessings, and learning and teaching.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. And where do you plan on hanging your list at?
In my room.
Okay. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Hold the line, okay? So thank you. All right. Oh, that's beautiful. All right, you guys. Well, I'm going to share my list with me. It looks like that's it. If you want to share, though, you can feel free to call in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And some of the things that I put on my scroll is wisdom, love, sex, and joy, family, good, happy health, vibrant things, all of those vibrant things in life, growth, fun, and prosperity. So that's what's going on my scroll. So, so that's beautiful. Good to see you guys in the house tonight as we continue. Now what we're going to talk about now is we're going to talk about a lot of the fire energy. There is a book that... I don't know if you guys have it, but this particular book, it's one of those books that I picked up. It has some good things in it, and it talks about how to begin to work with sun magic, and it's by Dorothy Morrison, and it has spells and rituals in there that particularly has a lot to do with sun energy. It has a lot to do with that. Mm-hmm. It has a lot to do with that. And some of the things that are talked about in the book is how to begin to work with the energy in the sun, working with those things as it has to do with the sun as opposed to really working with the moon energy. But really just begin to understand the energy as it goes out. And it's called Sun Magic by Dorothy Morrison. That's an excellent book to work with when you want to begin to start to talk about those things of sun, magic, how to begin to use it. It has some good things in there. I mean, of course, with anything, you want to kind of mix it up to make it your own. But it's some really good things in there, working with crystals and working with crystals and working with all kinds of other energy. But it talks about all the different things. It breaks down the father son, the brother son. It goes into that, the infant child son, which is really just symbolic of the sun. It's just really the different phases of the sun, because just like the moon has phases, the sun has phases too. And so you want to begin to do that. Working with candles is going to be great. Candles, whenever you want to bring fire energy, when you're meditating, you want to begin to do that, to work with a lot of the energy of fire and working with those energies of the sun. That's going to help you as well too. The next thing I want to talk about, we're going to take sort of, I want to take some of you guys' calls to talk about some of the things that you're dealing with in this particular time that maybe you want to get some insight or direction on, because we can never have a time where we're not utilizing the energy that we have here on the planet. So I know a lot of you have sent emails in this week, so I do want to open it up to take questions for you guys and give some readings. I really want to do some elemental readings here, because what's been coming up a lot in the readings is a lot of the fire energy being out of balance. Fire energy has a lot to do with passion. It has a lot to do with drive. It has a lot to do with desire as well, too. It has a lot to do with love. It has a lot to do with all of those things, but it also deals with anger. It also deals with resentment and rage. So these are some of the polarities that's coming up. And one of the things that I do in the sacred session is I read your elements, and I also read your elements when I'm doing the holistic reading. So those two particular readings is where I really do a lot about taking your elements into consideration and reading the elements for you. And so today what we're going to do, we're going to use the Know Your Magic deck, because I just love that deck and I can't wait till you guys begin to work with it. But I'm also going to read your elements for you when you come on. So call in. I want you guys to call in. And I want to, if you have a question, we can begin to take those questions about some of these things that we're dealing with in these particular times. Particularly when it comes to where we are, so much is going on in the planet, and it has a lot to do with this fire energy, this orange energy, and we want to begin to take this energy and turn it into creativity. Doing a lot of the readings with the Akashic Records, and one, of course, I'll never mention anyone's name, but a brother in particular, when doing his reading, his Akashic Record reading, one of the things that came up with him was a lot of fire energy. And in a past life for him, in a real ancient time, you know, he did a lot of work, and it dealt with the volcano. And he did this work, which was in Italy. Well, I'm not going to go into the whole story right now, but I'll tell it a little later. But it turned out to be some pretty amazing stuff. And so some of the questions, for those of you who've had these readings, you guys know I ask you certain questions, so that way you can know that we're on the same path. But it turned out much of the work that he started and some of the things that he avoided in the past life, this pattern sort of came back up for him here. And so in this life, he's an attorney. One of the things he doesn't like is volcanoes, which dealt with a lot of that fire. And the brother has a lot of passion and fire and deals with music. Pretty amazing. So for all of you guys who've had these readings, you know how amazing they've been. Tonight, that's what I want to focus on. I want us to really take a look at the fire energy in us and making sure that that is moving itself into the direction that we want it to, and not really holding on to these things of anger and rage and resentment, so that we can bring this energy into balance, so we can begin to use it for our passion and our drive instead. So we're going to go to the phone lines at this particular time and see who's on the line. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 540. You're on the line. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, this is Ivana. I'm calling from Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay. Okay. Who is it again?
Ivana.
Ivana.
I'm calling from Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay, all right. Did you have a question for us tonight?
I would like to get an element reading if I can.
You sure can. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to hold on for me for 1 second, okay? Just 1 second.
Okay.
And while you're holding on for 1 second, tell us what the weather has been out there lately for you guys.
It's been pretty hot. Hello?
Yes?
Did you hear me?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
You said it's been pretty hot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the temperature like?
Like 81 degrees.
Okay. All right. I want you to say your name for me 3 times, please.
Ivana, Ivana, Ivana.
Okay. All right. So now what I'm going to do Okay. I'm going to check your elements here. I'm going to check your air for you. And also check your fire. And I think what I'll do, because of the constraints of time, we're not going to be able to go through all of them. But for you, I will do, I'm going to do all of them, all of the elements for you. Okay? And let's. Okay. All right. Okay. So you said Nirvana, right? Nirvana?
No, it's Ivana, I-V-A-N-N-A.
Ivana, Ivana, Ivana. Okay, Ivana. For you, Ivana, a couple of things came up. First, your fire energy came up, and it's actually moving in an adverse direction. Whenever your fire energy is moving sort of in a backwards direction, or we could say kind of going in an adverse direction, fire energy has a lot to do on the physical level. It deals with the blood. It deals with the circulatory system in the body. It has a lot to do with that on this level. On a spiritual level, when we begin to talk about this, this has a lot to do with the intuition, you know, our intuition, that spark that we have within ourselves. Now, your other elements, your ether and your air, these elements are really in a good place for you. But when it comes to your water, which has a lot to do with your emotional, the emotional element, this has a lot to do with it's moving in a backwards direction, which means right now your emotions, these things are out of sorts for you. Your earth energy also, we need to get grounded. You need to take some time to begin to get grounded. Now, the energy that comes up with you has a lot to do with why this fire energy is in this place, has to do with relationships. So can you talk to us a little bit? Is that correct? Does that seem like that's correct for you?
Yeah, it sounds like your point.
Yeah. So this has a lot to do with it. I'm going to give you a couple of words, and I want you to think about this, okay, because the energy that came up in the Know Your Magic deck has to do with Zulu unions. And I've talked about Zulu unions on the show, but this is about the energy of partnership with passion and really letting you know that at some point in this relationship, you're going to have to let go to express the union, because some things that's going on in this particular relationship, partnership, has a lot to do with obsessions and really sort of freedom, being some of the freedom being taken out because of some of the obsessions, and then just surrendering to recognizing where you are with this. Take some time, kind of take a step back, kind of reevaluate the relationship and look at some of the things that are going on.
Okay, I have a question. The relationship you're speaking of, like, it's ended, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, the relationship may have ended on the physical level, but you're still holding on to it on a mental level. So that's one of the things that's very, very important. So whenever it comes to relationships, whenever it comes to that, if you still have somebody in your head or you're holding them in your heart, know that they have not left. So it doesn't matter what, you still energetically have yourself connected in this relationship, and that's okay, but you want to begin to bring that energy into balance.
Can I ask you one more question?
You sure can. One more, yeah.
I was wondering, like, because usually when I do have thoughts about the person or whatever, I try to just think about something else. So I was just wondering, mm-hmm. like, is there a way that I can not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a way that you can do that. One of the things I want you to do, because your emotional level on this, it still impacts you. So some of the things that you can begin to do is really recognize that just because sometimes you're not still connected to this person, that you can love people from a distance, you know. And ways that you can begin to do that in a healthy way. Sit down. Journaling is always an excellent thing to do because it gives you a chance to go back and sort of review your own records. A lot of times we talk about minding our thoughts, but first we have to get ourselves into the position that we know exactly what we're thinking. And so until you know exactly what you're thinking, you can't mind your thoughts. So take some time to begin to journal, like particularly when those times are coming up. Sit down and begin to journal your thoughts down. Think, write those things down. Write out all of the feelings that you have about that relationship. And then wait for an hour or so, and then I want you to journal some of those beautiful lessons that you learned out of the relationship. And then what you want to do is you want to begin to focus on what you have taken away and you have learned from it. And then over time, what will happen is you'll begin to move into the right place. You'll begin to move into the right place with the energy. The energy will be able to take you into that space because it takes time. Sometimes we want to rush and get over this. And you can begin to do different rituals and all of these things. But first, you have to know what it is that you're thinking and where you are before you're doing it. Otherwise, you're going through the motion and it's not a true releasal. So for you, because this is embedded to you on other levels, do the journaling, do the writing. And each day you're going to be able to reflect on that and see it in that way. Let me ask you a question. How old are you?
21.
You're 21. And if you can pick a number for me from 1 to 6.
6.
The number 6. And so that tells me a lot because for you, Ivana, one of the things is that you want to know how. You want to know how things are going to get done. How is it going to happen? How am I going to find somebody else? How am I going to get over this? And so for you, that how has a lot to do with really connecting all of the different energies together. And so begin to take a lot of baths and a lot of showers, especially when you become overwhelmed with this energy. And this is how you can release it from yourself. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thanks.
All right. Peace and blessings. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Wanda from California.
Oh. Okay. Greetings to you, Wanda from California.
How are you?
I am wonderful, Wanda. How are you? Wanda, what I'm going to do now, I'm still going to read the elements, but I'm going to read your fire because if I go through all the elements, we won't get many calls in tonight. But I'm going to read your fire element for you. And, Wanda, if you can tell me how old you are.
I am 54.
Oh, bless you. 54, that beautiful age. That beautiful age of 54, Wanda. Okay, let's check your fire energy. Right now, your fire energy is in a void. So that tells me, Wanda, whenever your fire energy is in a void state, is that you're looking for that spark. you're looking for that spark, to spark yourself back where you were, to ignite that passion and that flame back in yourself. You're kind of in the middle. So it's really a place of being sort of kind of safe. And what's coming up for you from the Know Your Magic deck is the energy of wisdom. And this is how you're going to get yourself back into this particular place. Wisdom is the language of the higher self. And whenever this comes into play, what spirit is saying is that you need to use discernment in situations that's happening in your life. You know, really think about those areas of sensitivity, think about those true visions, and be receptive of all of the things coming in. But for you, right now, your fire energy is in a void. Does that sound about right for you?
I guess so. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. So when you say you're not sure, are there some things? What was your question for this evening? Tell me your reasoning for calling in.
I wanted to know if you see anything regarding my love life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the passion. It's in a void.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, this is where your energy is. So it works based on that. But what spirit is saying is that the first thing that for you is to open up. Do me a favor, Wanda. Pick a number between 1 and 6 for me.
6.
The number 6. Another how. Whenever the 6 energy come up, that's the number of number of creation. It has along with the creative energy. So 6 energy, really, you're waiting on how. Like, how is this going to happen? You know, how am I going to meet this person? How is this going to happen? What's got to happen is you got to put the energy out there first. You have to really get yourself into that position where you're saying, this is what I'm open to. I'm open to a relationship. I'm open to connecting. And how you can do that is by tapping into the feminine energy within yourself, you know, working with those things of your sacral chakra. I talked about it on one of the other shows, hula hoop. You know, really get yourself dressed up like you're going on a date. Take yourself on a date. You know, and how you can begin to take yourself on a date. You can go out to dinner, get yourself dressed up like you're going on a date, because you truly are. You begin to date yourself. Take yourself on a date and go out. And tell yourself before you leave that there are so many available men out there for you that is exactly what you want. They are everywhere. And you have to begin to see that in people you don't know. And this is how you're going to begin to change that frequency and vibration within yourself. This is the wisdom being changed within yourself. Once you change it within yourself, then that vibration will go out into the universe and that energy will come back to you.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Did that help?
Yes. That's it.
And not to mention, Wanda, you're right here on the remix. So, you know, thousands, if not a million people have heard now. So you put the energy out there. This is
okay.
A great way for you to begin to work with it. And one more thing, Rhonda, incorporate those colors of orange, red, and yellow. You can bring those colors in because those particular colors are going to those particular colors is going to begin to activate within you because those are the colors of fire. Those are the colors of passion. You can even eat foods in these colors too. Colors give off vibration. They give off frequencies. And you want to work with that orange color because that's connected with the sacral chakra, which has a lot to do with creativity. It has a lot to do with sexuality. And so just begin to put yourself out there. Anything that you do, just begin to know that you're going on a date. Whether you're getting up in the morning, know that you're on a date. And you will see that that person will show up for you. All right?
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and blessings to you. All right. We're going to go on to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Queen Goddess.
Greetings to you.
Mm, mm,
I just wait to hear what you have to say first.
You want to wait to hear? I want to hear what you have to say. You have something to say.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I want you to, first before you say that, do me a favor. I want you to tell me how old you are.
I'm 40.
You're 40. Beautiful. Okay. And go ahead.
Okay. I've been having these dreams.
Okay.
And this one particular dream this morning I had, it was with a chance encounter in a parking lot with a guy. I don't know who this guy was, but the energy was cosmic, and I was transferring this energy that I had onto him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was receptive, and it was celestial, and the interaction that we had was celestial, and it was like cosmic sex with somebody without having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I had remember having a conversation with my sister last week, and I was telling her that I was tired of having earthly sex, you know, with people, with guys. I wanted to have, the next time, I wanted it to be celestial. It has to be, mm-hmm. the cosmic has to be, you know, out there. And when I had that dream this morning, I was like, oh, my God, you know. So I've been feeling that energy. I've been feeling the energy of it. And I was like, I'm reeling from it. It's like, you know, is that right. possible? You right. know, have my right. ancient ancestors, did they do this? I mean, this is out of this world.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was just going to think that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is good. This is really good because I'm gonna check your fire. I think it's gonna be in a great place. Matter of fact, think is my language, and I know yes, your fire is in a great place. Now, let me tell you another way to look at that, because we know that dreams are so multi-dimensional, and they have so many different meanings. But one of the great things about this dream that you had, and by the way, in the Know Your Magic deck that came up for you, was Sacred Unions, which is all about mm-hmm. design. It's about
exactly.
partnerships,
exactly.
and it's about pure love. So you're in that perfect place with it. I want to give you something else to look at here, because we know that our dreams really, and the way that I help decode dreams, is to tell you what that means with yourself. And this dream that you had is so powerful, and I want you to know, because it's a way of you helping you get out of your ego, out of the lower part of your ego. This is what this is about. You see? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is about you letting go and getting out of your ego. Mm-hmm. It's about you releasing that part of your ego from yourself. So this is why you feel yourself sort of, you can actually feel yourself become light. Like you feel like you can almost float, like the energy is just raising you up. And that's
right.
what it is. So a very powerful dream that it really helps to bring you back into keeping in touch with your higher self, you know, that connection between your higher self. So that sexual energy raised your energy up, and it released some of those ego-based thoughts from you. So very, very powerful. Very powerful.
Right.
Pick a number for me between 1 and 6.
3.
The number 3. Okay. Yes. Beautiful. Now, that energy, the number 3, has a lot to do with why. It has a lot to do with why. So I want you to think about that, because that's sort of your theme. It's kind of like you want to know, why did something happen? Why is this happening? Why is it happening to me? Why is it going on? And really begin to explore that beyond the why. And in this particular case, say why not? Because it was a beautiful thing. So it
right.
really helped you to release things from yourself and just really get into your higher self, make that connection to yourself and the divine. So that's what that dream did. When you're having those sexual dreams, it also releases a lot of the human level thoughts from you. And I bet you today you wasn't worried about paying no bills. You wasn't worried about what you had to do. You was just in a state of peace and harmony and pure bliss. Yeah,
I was. I didn't even do my homework.
Yes, yes. So don't get unbalanced with it. Don't stay there too long, but recognize that that's what that energy is there. This is a great time to do the list that we talked about, the scroll, to put those things down. It's a great time for you to journal these thoughts. So you can always come back to this particular moment and make it a marker for you. So beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was beautiful, beautiful.
Yes. I'll be listening.
Okay, beautiful. All right, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You're calling in from, it looks like, area code 610. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Shalonda calling from Philadelphia.
Okay, greetings to you, Shalonda, from Philadelphia. You said who?
No, I said Shalonda from Philadelphia.
Okay, beautiful. All right, did you have a question? Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. The same way you said it's been a long week for you, I've experienced a lot in this week. So I was wondering if you could kind of see what's going on or do like a general type reading to see maybe where the fire energy is placed.
Yes, I sure can do that for you, Shalonda. Do me a favor. Can you tell me how old you are?
27.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. Let's read your fire really quick here. Okay, yeah. Your fire energy is kind of moving in what I like to call an adverse direction. So it is kind of going sort of the opposite direction with this passion and sort of this drive here. I want to take a closer look. I know you said it's kind of been one of those weeks. I'm telling you, it's a busy week. And
yeah.
What energy came up for you has a lot to do with new beginnings. This is sort of a time that you're coming into that has a lot to do with new beginnings. I'm going to give you a couple of things to think about. Whenever this energy comes up, this is you sort of kind of being in the mystery. And if you heard me say at the beginning of the show, this week was sort of a mystery to me. It was a new start. It was a new phase. And now that I'm at Friday, I can see where I started at this week and where I ended at on this particular week. And it's in two different places, so I can see the growth. And this is the same thing with you. You know, so the question that Spirit is asking you at this time, are you ready to make the necessary changes to embrace this new cycle? Because more knowledge is required for you at this particular time. More knowledge is going to be required for you to continue to move forward. I want to take you back, if I could. I want to take you back to when you were 9 years old. And I want you to think about some of the things that went on in your life at the time when you were nine. Not the exact same thing, but the energy that's happening for you right now is basically in that same place as when you were nine. Can you see that?
Yeah, a lot of changes.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of changes, and you're going through a lot of changes right now. And so what I want you to do is for the next, over the course of the next 36 days, to begin to do this for 36 days, I want you to begin to reflect on all of those things in your life. Like each day, I want you to take some time and write and journal about when you trusted yourself, when you completely trusted your thoughts, what you wanted to do, and you made a decision on something, and that turned out to be the best thing for you. Because what's going on right now is that you're losing that trust within yourself, and you're not really trusting that you can make the best decisions and choices for yourself at this moment. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I want you to pick a number for me between 1 and 6.
4.
The number four. Yeah. The number four has a lot to do with Shalonda, and I want you to think about this because this is directly connected with change. It's about when. Because what's happening right now for you is, when is it going to be my turn? When is this going to happen for me? I want you to remove the when, take time and take space out of the equation, because these are the two things that's really, really causing your energy to be off balance. It's because you're putting a time. So saying, I need this to happen by Tuesday, has to happen at this time. This is what's throwing the equation off, because you're truly in the mystery. This is when you're growing. A lot of beautiful things. A lot of beautiful things are coming out. I want you to do that exercise over the course of the next 36 days. Each one of those days, I want you to write down when you've trusted yourself, when you said, this is the best decision, and you did it, and it turned out in your favor. What you're making here is you're making a book of confirmations for yourself, a magical book of confirmation. And the next time you have to make a decision and you're sort of torn between what you want to do, I want you to go back and I want you to read over those pages. Read over, write one a day. Read over those 36 pages each time, even if something comes up over the next 36 days, and go in there. Because what's needed for you at this particular time is for you to have trust in yourself. That's how you're going to be able to move yourself through this time, these changing times. And then what I see happening for you, and this is going to manifest for you over the course of the next couple of days, what's going to manifest is you're going to see that this is going to work out for you. You're riding the cosmic wave. You're coming into that place of compensation. It's about commitment, and it's about the bliss. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Definitely.
Did that help?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes,
well, you
it
definitely
did, because it tied in everything.
Beautiful, beautiful. So let us know. Come back 36 days. I want to see what happens. So write those things down. Remember to throw out the time. Throw away time. Let time go. Trust yourself and begin to work on that. Think about when you were 9 years old and just all of those changes that's going on. This is the time, because what happens is we get an opportunity to free ourselves and go to the next level. It's kind of like playing a video game or being in class or college. Once you complete one course, you go to the next course. So this right now is your opportunity to go to the next level. So this same energy that came in your life when you were 9 is coming back now, but in a very different way. And you can make it through this. You can ride this cosmic wave out. You can ride it out.
Thank you.
All right. Peace and love to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 28 minutes left to go, an hour and 28 minutes left to go. On the forum, I see all of your hands up. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like Vic calling in. Peace and greetings to you.
Peace.
You're breaking up, and we can barely hear you here in the forum.
Oh, no, you can't hear me on Skype. Can you hear me now?
You're still kind of breaking up, but we'll try to hear you. Yes, greetings. What's going on? Greetings.
I'm doing pretty good. Wrote down on the scroll and was wondering if I could just get an energy reading or whatnot.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Let me have you tell us how old you are.
I'm 26.
You're 26? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, let me check your fire element for you. Okay. All right, I'm going to place you on hold for just a moment because we're getting a lot of feedback there. And just want to make sure that everybody is able to hear and we can hear you, okay? All right, so let me place you on hold. Right now, your fire energy is moving in an adverse direction. And so a couple of things I want to talk to you about, Vic, and some of the things that's going on with you in your life. It has a lot to do with sort of the energy or the power you would think about of Heru. It feels like your energy is very low. Your energy is very low. Fire energy also ties into sexual energy too. So I want you to begin to think about that too. So fire energy has a lot to do with sexual energy and being there. But the energy that came up for you is the energy of Heru. And the energy of Heru, whenever this energy comes up, it reminds you of obstacles and challenges, that they are part of the hero's journey. And so now it's time for you to really exercise those things of patience and wisdom. And this is going to help you with your energy. I also would recommend that you make sure that you're eating at least 3 meals a day to really help increase your energy.
Okay.
Okay. All right. How does your energy level feel?
Yeah, I've been lacking energy. Actually, like, I've been trying to figure out what kind of herbs and stuff I guess taking. The reason I haven't been eating so well is because I want to try to eat healthy foods, and I haven't been doing enough work to get it in.
Right, so. And I understand about trying to eat healthy foods. I think that's an excellent thing to do. But what I'm picking up from you is that you're having these spikes. Your blood sugar is spiking. So you're going to need to eat all throughout the day. So you should never let 3 hours go by and you don't eat. Even if you grab you some fruit, just have some fruits on hand just to eat some fruit and begin to bring your energy up that way. Another thing I want you to take a look at is I want you to take a look at your sexual energy, because I also see that that sexual energy there is kind of low for you as well too. So think about those energies on those two particular planes, and that's going to raise your frequency. It's going to raise your energy up, and you'll be back to yourself in no time.
All right. Cool.
All right.
Also, just wondering, because I'm in a time, a period of life where it's like transitional, and like I don't have that as much from my family and stuff as other people, even though I kind of do now. But like, it's just like I just need a way to help myself get in a better position.
You're really breaking up, and I'm going to try to see if I can understand what the question is. Can you repeat it for me, please?
I'm just wondering what I can do physically to put myself in a better position as far as, like, my living situation, my work that I do for the community. What can I actually do to better that whole, so I could just, have, more respect and love for myself, but and from others, and to be a better example of, it's cool going through the hero's journey and whatnot, but I'm kind of like tired of struggling, and I just want to like do what I need to do, and like it's like every day I'm working, but what am I really working towards, and who am I like really helping?
Right. I understand what you're saying. And I want to be clear about the hero's journey. The hero's journey is not about poverty. It's not about struggling. In fact, the hero's journey is not even about helping the community. The hero's journey is all about the god Heru. And if you study the ancient Kemetic story when it comes to the god Heru and understanding sort of those things of the hero's journey, it is about raising yourself up. Because when you, as we talked about at the beginning of the show, put your love on top, then in essence, you have taken care of the community. You have taken care of everyone who is around you. You have taken care of helping everything. But it's when you think that somehow something that you're doing is going to somehow influence others more than you can even influence yourself is when you've gotten off the path of the hero's journey. So you want to begin to build your business back up and build things back up. First, you have to begin to build yourself up. Because if you're unbalanced, then everything that you do, everything that you touch, everything that you give out is going to be unbalanced.
Like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Well, peace and love to you. Take care of yourself. Get some rest. Get some sex. Eat some fruit. And that's how you're going to begin to get yourself back on path.
All righty. Thank you so much. Stay blessed.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in, and it looks like N-E-J. I see the initials. It must be a Skype call. Peace and greetings to you.
Hello.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, my name's Nehemiah. Calling from the UK. Nehemiah.
You're calling from, yes, Nehemiah calling from the UK. Greetings to you. Greetings to you, Nehemiah. How old are you, Nehemiah?
I'm 29.
29. Beautiful. And what question do you have today?
I don't really have a question, really. Just see whatever you pick up.
Okay. You wanted to see what I pick up? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take a look here. All right. I'm going to check your fire energy for you first.
Okay.
And let's see. Let's see where that's going. All right. And then also, if you can do me a favor and pick a number for me between 1 and 6.
5.
The number 5.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. All right. The energy that comes up, first I want to tell you about your fire energy. Your fire energy is moving in an adverse direction. Some of the things that you're being faced with at this particular time has a lot to do with the Tree of Life energy. The Tree of Life energy, and this is coming out of the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, has a lot to do with qualities and virtues that are needed for you at this time. And so, you know, you can use the cosmic energy to spark your inner light. So this is about you getting into the place of growing. It's about your inner journey, and it's about you learning. It's about being in that place so that you're able to continue to move on your path and your journey and begin to continue to move forward. One thing that this has to do with, it has to do with relationships as far as family is concerned. And I see that there is some tension and some stress there. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yes. And so this is what Spirit is saying. Get back to the roots of the Tree of Life, you know, your family, you know, those people that are important to you. And I know sometimes it can be difficult when people don't really understand or it's hard to have that communication between people who don't think alike or you guys don't seem to be on the same page. But recognize that that's an important foundation for you. And for you, I want you to think back. If I can take you back to a time, this is when Spirit is bringing a marker up for you, is when you were 11 years old. So I want you to think about some of the things that happened around the time when you were 11, and I'm going to say almost 12, around that particular time. Some of the same energy is showing itself up at this opportunity time for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Here's what you can do over the course of the next 5 days. I want you to begin to really, over the next 5 days, make it a point to reach out to family members you haven't talked to in a while and just have a very neutral conversation, not a conversation about anything spiritual or anything that you know or anything that they know. But just reach out to them over the course of the next five days. What you're going to do is actually begin to spread out roots. Now, interesting enough that the Tree of Life would come up for you. So I'm going to bring this situation up. I actually got a channel from some trees, and I'm going to be sharing this in a little bit. But one of the things that I was shown when working with some of the energy of some of the oldest trees on the planet, because there's trees that are still on the planet that's over a million years old. And one of the trees in particular explained to me that trees never die, that if the trees on the planet ever really died, that the earth would die. So trees never die. And another thing that was explained to me is that this whole cloning thing, how we have tried to get our science into understanding about cloning, that they actually got that from trees. And what happens with trees is when a tree, a part of the tree is seemingly dead, what it really does is it clones itself. And all you have to do is take 5 feet away from where you think a tree is dead, and you will see where the tree has cloned itself because it never dies. And every single tree on the planet is connected to the oldest tree on the planet. They're all connected. So even when we think we're chopping down trees and we're killing them, we're not, because the tree has already recloned itself somewhere else. And that the trees also communicate through other worlds to other planets through the air, and there are also trees underground. So a lot of this knowledge with the tree. Now, if we take that our lives are symbolic to sort of the tree of life and sort of our family, that means that we can never really disconnect ourselves from the family that we opted to come back to. We can never do that. We can never, I don't care what happens, we can never do that. We're really just taking ourselves and cloning ourselves somewhere else. We can never be truly disconnected from our family and from them. And nor do we want to. But here's another thing that trees does too, that trees actually can take their branches, and through the branches, you can have a tree that seems like it's dead. It can actually be cloning itself through one particular branch or leaf. So you can see a tree. I've seen a tree today. Half of it looked like it was dead, and the other half of it was alive. That tree is in the process of cloning itself. Yeah. It is cloning. It is moving itself. And this is where you are. You are in this place where you're beginning to clone yourself, but you're not dying. So don't take it as this is sort of a death, or even relationship as far as a death, because you can never be truly separated. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right, so peace and love to you.
You're welcome. And let me know how it goes. Peace and love.
I will. Cheers. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So, yeah, I'll have to tell you guys, I found out some real exciting things about trees and certain things that you can actually do with these trees and why they are the way that they are. But trees never die, and every single tree is connected with each other. What they do is clone themselves, and this tree told me that that's where we got cloning from. It came from the trees because they clone themselves, and so they never die. And even when they're chopping themselves down, they have already cloned themselves. So what you have is a hollow shell. So trees, really, just like we have our spirits within inside of our bodies, which is a vehicle, trees really works the same way, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So trees never die. Even when we chop them up, all we're doing is really working with their physical body. They already know. They've already cloned themselves and moved somewhere else. They also shapeshift, and they showed me how they shapeshift. And so when I do my next Feng Shui show and I tell you guys about shapeshifting, I'm going to tell you how to do it as the trees shapeshift themselves. So you can see it. It's a very powerful way. It was a very powerful channel that I got about trees, and I just kind of been putting the pieces together and just to really tell you the stories behind them and the trees. But the oldest tree is over a million years old. It's still on the Bible. It's just, I'm reading in the chat room, but this, the tree never dies. It doesn't die. And it clones itself. It communicates with other worlds. And it also tells me about their roots. There's also trees that live underground, and they communicate with each other. So they know exactly what's going on. And even when we begin to think about some of the forest fires that come, how some of the trees really welcome this. This is a welcoming that they welcome. So some powerful stuff that we'll be talking about in the future, and how we can begin to use this energy and keep understanding this, why it's so important to connect with trees. And even on a human level, this is why I don't care what city, what part of the country, what part of the world you're in, everyone has an Adopt the Tree program, because each and every single one of us has a tree that we're connected to. So that's a lot of the science that Brother Panic dropped and has talked about us connecting with trees. But I'm going to tell you about some of the channels that I got with the trees. Yeah. So we're going to continue here live in the remix. It was such a great question that the brother asked there, calling out of the UK. So big ups to our international listeners. So know that you can't ever separate yourself from your family. And know that you can't. Know that you can. It can't be done. And those relationships don't die either. They never die. So 334, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 334.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Sheena again.
Greetings, Sheena. Did I click on you by accident?
No. I actually, you're right. I just wanted to know what you get from me. I'm having issues with, I know, creating some of the desires of my heart. I've tried doing different type of, just different projects to create prosperity for me, but I'm just confused.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Say your name for me three times, please.
Sheena.
How old are you, Sheena?
27.
You're 27 years old. Sheena, so you'll be 28 this year? You have a birthday coming up, huh?
Yes, August 22nd. Okay.
Yep, you got a birthday coming up. I picked that up. Mm-hmm. And then, Sheena, let me also have you pick a number between 1 and 6.
1.
The number one. Okay, I'm going to pick a card for you, Sheena. And when is your birthday? You said August what now?
22nd.
Okay, beautiful. All right. Let me pick a card for you right now. Da 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 da. And you said that things are just not working for you, correct?
Yeah, it feels like it's not, like I'm not getting anywhere.
Okay. All right. So here we go. The energy that came up for you first, and I want to take a look at this, and I'm going to read your element, is Sister Manya. And Sister Manya is really all about birthright and focus. This is out of the Know Your Magic audio deck. And I can't wait for you guys to see this because she has her baby tied around her back and she has a head wrap on. It's beautiful, beautiful. And whenever this comes up, what Spirit is saying is that it's time for you to sit quietly, focus on what part of your life that needs assistance, and call upon your willpower and independence to drive your goals forward. And so true for what is going on for you right now. So true for you at this particular time is to begin to focus on that. One of the things that I will tell you that in a past life for you, one of your past lives had a lot to do with you. You were at the time, let me see if I can give you, I don't want to give you a time, but I do want to give you a place that you actually was in Asia at the time working, and you worked in a factory. And inside this factory where you worked almost about 30 hours a day, which is a lot. And you worked with sewing. You did a lot of sewing in this particular factory. And you believe that this sewing and working this hard inside this factory, that was this was the only way that your family was going to be able to survive. And so even though it was a lot of long hours, you would stay and you would continuously work over and over again, doing the same thing, doing the same repetition, the same pattern over and over again. You did this time in and time out. And even sometimes you would come home and your hands and your fingers would be cramped from working at this. And a lot of that energy you brought back with you because you believe that you have to work hard. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have this belief system about you, Sheena, that hard work is the only way that you can get ahead. And so if you're not really being grind to the ground, you don't feel that you're being productive or that anything else can be productive. And so as a result of it, when your energy becomes out of balance, you become very controlling. And one of the things that happens for you is that you can no longer hear. It's. I want you to think back that when you were younger, did you ever have ear infections?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. See, this is another reason. A lot of times when I'm doing the Akashic Record readings, you can begin to see we have clues in our lives that really tell us about things in a past life. And for you, having these ear infections is really about not wanting to hear. And so what is going to be key for you at this time? You have a lot of people that's in your corner that's rooting for you, both of those that are seen and those people who are unseen that are rooting for you, that they want you to be successful, and they're there to offer support for you. But a lot of times, because of some of this energy that you brought back and this philosophy that you also brought back for yourself that you have to work hard, you can't hear them. So it's time for you to really get in that place of stillness and be quiet and begin to find you some good mentors, people who have done things that have been very successful in this particular area of what you're trying to do or what you think you may want to do, and really begin to just sort of kind of study them, because there's lots of template energies on the planet for this work. Study them. See what was successful for them and get yourself in the position and make sure that you're able to hear.
Okay.
You're able to hear. So this is about focus, and know that it is your birthright to be successful. You did not come back here to take a vow of poverty. And so to get yourself out of this particular cycle, you have to begin to let go. Because right now what you're doing is you're doing the who. The who. Who is it? Who's it going to be? Is it going to be you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got you sort of an Akashic Record reading, a mini one there. But I thought, I knew it was important for you to hear this at this particular time, to tell you this, is to tell you that these are some of the things to release from yourself at this time. You know, open your ears so that you're able to hear. And then once you're able to hear, because you have so many people around you that love you, like I said, that is rooting for you and that they have good advice for you, but you have to be able to hear them. So sitting in that place, you know, taking yourself to that place where you can be very balanced with that, you know, calling upon your willpower and your independence to drive your goals forward. But first you have to begin to hear and let go of believing that you have to work hard, because you don't. You do have to work, but it doesn't have to be hard work.
Okay.
And just hearing this conversation is really going to help you to free that energy up. So email me. I'd love to hear more about what you're doing. And I have the Kundalini classes coming up soon, which are some of the business classes to talk about. But this right here is going to be a gem for you. Let me check your fire element before you go.
Okay.
Let me check that. Yeah. It's in a void. And we need to get that to be moving in the positive direction for you. And you can do it. I know you can. So just open up your ears and be able to hear those that is giving you these words of wisdom, things that they've tried. Find you some good mentors. You know, begin to study. If these are some of the things that you want to do, you have to put the work in and study. Give it the time. Give it the energy. And you'll be able to create your own manifestation out of it. How you don't create your own manifestation is when you're constantly trying to create something someone else has created. That's not what you're looking for. You're looking for foundation here, and then you can begin to build yourself from there.
Okay. That came to me too, that what you just said about it's about building my own foundation, not really piggybacking off of someone else. Just
right.
Being creative and something new.
Yes, I knew. So know that some of that energy that you brought back comes from you working hard in a past life, but you're not there. You don't need to work hard. You've already done that. So you do need to work, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Thanks for calling
okay.
in. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Love past lives. They have a lot to do with what's going on with us in our world today and how we're reacting to different things and things that we're doing. Calling in from area code 937, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi,
Greetings, Miss Blue. This is Adia.
Greetings, Adia. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Columbus.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings.
And I was wondering if I could get an element reading just to get my essential focus back on course.
Okay. So you are... And say your name again three times for me, please.
Adia.
Adia. You guys have some beautiful names. I promise you I wasn't that creative as a parent. Beautiful names. Thank y'all mamas and daddies. Beautiful names.
Thank you.
And how old are you?
I'm 25.
25. Did somebody say hi, Miss Blue?
Yes, it was Jay Wood. He was trying to get in on it, too. He's trying to get in on action.
Well, hello. Okay, here we go. I'm going to pick a card for you first, let's see. Okay, all right. And then also, if you can pick a number for me between 1 and 6.
4.
The number 4. All right, beautiful. I'm going to check your element here for you. Okay. Okay. Believe it or not, your fire energy is actually moving in a positive direction. It really is. It's moving in a positive direction, and that's really a good thing. What's happening at this particular time for you is it's moving so fast in a positive direction because it's bringing up some of those things of anger, some of those things of I'm going to say, a little bit of jealousy there, anger, jealousy, not in the classical sense of just being jealous of somebody, but just sort of being in that position of this is happening for them. When is it going to happen for me? Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And so what Spirit is saying for you is that this energy that's coming up, it's kind of like a volcano. It is truly, it has a lot. To do with fire energy. I'm looking in the chat room. Let me not do that. And it's about letting go. It's about passion, and it's about compromise. Whenever this particular energy comes up, a couple of things I want to bring to your attention. This is just reminding you that out of ordered chaos, you can move through the alchemical process of the heart surrendering. And only then can the heart begin to renew itself and rebuild. So you got to let go. You got to let go of those things of past hurts and pains, because what it's causing you to do right now is it's taking your very beautiful and creative and loving and balanced energy, and it's sending it a vital action. You know, like when a volcano is about to erupt and explode, this is kind of where you are with it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. So you definitely want to make sure that you let this energy go. Two things I want you to do, and you can do this exercise over the next 7 days. I want you to do meditation. And the meditation, again, to focus on is with a candle. And I also want you to avoid working with the color red. A color that's going to be more soothing for you is going to be the color yellow. And the color yellow actually is going to begin to bring in a lot of it's going to bring in a lot of wisdom for you. That color of that yellow is also going to activate some more of your psychic abilities, and it's also going to put you in a very soothing spot. You know, this is why when we think about sunshine, we think about the color yellow, because it's a color of joy. It brings a lot of joy. And then begin to release things. You know, do a meditation of you seeing these things being released from yourself. One of the things that's really good to work with is written words. And so I know we did a lot of writing at the beginning. I want you to write these words down. So whatever you're feeling about the situation, whether that's anger, whether that's hate, jealousy, whatever it is, I want you to write these words down. Write them on a piece of paper. Put them in front of you. Light you a candle. You can use a yellow candle. You can even use an orange candle, but I want you to stay away from red for right now. And as you're doing your visualization, I want you to see these words beginning to float themselves away from you and see them sort of kind of burn up in the ether, almost like you're playing a video game. I can't think of the game where you shoot the little thing and they blow up in space. It's kind of what you want to do. You want to see them floating and you want to see them disintegrating into the sun. You want to see that. And then after you finish, safely take that paper, and I want you to burn it. This is you releasing those things from yourself. And to do this for 7 days straight.
Okay. That makes
to really begin. Yeah, to release these things from yourself. And then come back and let us know, like I said, because your energy is actually balanced. What's happening is because of some of these other situations that are coming up, it's really taking sort of our that positive energy you have, which is very creative in its own nature, and you have enough fire in you. You don't need any more fire, and it's really sending it to the opposite end of the spectrum.
Okay, I get it. That was right on target with things I thought I should be working on, so thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. And make sure you call us back and let us know how it goes. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, something to have a little too much fire. I know about that. We're going to go to the next caller. Call again from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Bruce. Lanisha calling again. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, you're calling from Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn. My hometown. I love Brooklyn. All right. Thank you for that. And who did you say again?
Lanisha.
Lanisha. Yeah, yes. Lanisha from Brooklyn. And Lanisha, how old are you?
I'm 22.
You're 22. Lanisha, didn't I just answer your question?
You didn't answer my question. I just called in to read you my prosperity list earlier today.
Oh, yes. Today. I'm sorry. You've got to bring me back. Sometimes I'd be in another zone. Okay, Lanisha. All right. Did you have a question for me?
No, I just wanted you to read my element, and then I have a question afterwards.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Let me read your element. Let me see where your fire is. Okay. Your fire is moving in the adverse direction. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you said now you have a question for me?
Yes.
Okay. What's your question?
Recently, I've been having a lot of dreams with water. So does that say anything at all?
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. A lot of water dreams. Well, water is a very powerful element as well. Tell me more about the water and what you were doing in these particular dreams when it came to water. Because as you know, with dreams and water, you know, different things mean different things to all of us. So tell me, give me a little bit more insight about it. I can tell you what it is, but I want to kind of give you a very clear picture here.
Okay, well, the first dream, I was at the beach. And basically, I was on the sand, and I was, like, hiding. It was, like, playing a game of hide-and-seek, and I was hiding in, like, a hut, and then, like, the person found me. And then I ended up getting into a fight with, like, a girl, and I threw her into the water. And then another dream I had about the water was, like, a big, like, boa constrictor snake in the water, and it was, like, very colorful, like, a lot of colors in the water. And then another dream I had with the water, basically, I went to school, like a new school for the first day. And after school, basically, I was like standing up somewhere, then the water was in my view. I was just staring at the water. And then another dream I had, I was on a boat ride because my family have boat rides every year. And I was on the boat ride, and we were just going through the water, basically on the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And as you know, on the remix, one of the things that I talk about when it comes to dreams, they're so multi-dimensional, you know, they are. The first level, of course, about dreams, and I talk about this, and Brother Panic will tell you this as well, is that everything that happens in a dream, that's you. Doesn't matter what it is, the water, the boat, the girl you threw in, you know, the snake, whatever. All of that is different aspects of yourself. And how I decode dreams is really just using the same energy that is connected with you. And so as you're telling me this picture, I want you to think about what's going on in your life at this particular time. I want you to think about what's happening with you. I want you to think about what's going on in your life at this particular time, things that are coming up. And so these dreams here that is dealing a lot with water has a lot to do with where your emotions are. Okay. So water is connected with emotional energy. So this has a lot to do with this as well too. The water is cleansing, water is also purifying, and water is also healing. So you're in a stage right now where you're actually healing from some heartaches. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So you're doing a lot of healing from heartaches. I want you to think about the dream that you had in particularly in the sand.
Okay.
And this sand, when you're in the sand, this has a lot to do with sort of you sinking yourself in this particular area. So really what you're going to have to do is to continue to honor your body. Honor your body. Honor who you are. You know, make sure that you stay very grounded. And also make sure that you're getting in touch with what I like to call your Clark Kent side of things when it comes to things happening in your life. What energy came up in the Know Your Magic deck, it has a lot to do with the base chakra or the root chakra. And when this energy comes up, it really is spirit just reminding you that you possess all the tools to guide you and to direct you in your life. But know that you don't have to sink back in the sand. You know, you don't have to go back into this emotional place where you can become depressed and sometimes very, very sad and sometimes very down. You don't have to do that anymore. So a lot of these things, you going into the school, this school is symbolic of you using your knowledge and using your wisdom to know that you're coming out of this state. Being with your family and being on that boat ride, this has a lot to do with a lot of good energy. A lot of good energy of things to come. So this is you sort of kind of riding out into the sunset, you know, releasing yourself from some of these emotional things that you've held on to. Does that make sense?
Yes, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So these series of dreams is reminding you of where you were, and it's telling you where you are at this particular time and where you're moving to and where the energy of where you're moving. So this is about you healing from those heartaches of the past, and know that you do not have to sink yourself back into that place that of emotional bliss. What I also want you to do is to work on different things. You know, make sure you get out and get some sun. Sun is really going to help you. You know, you're coming out of the winter months where the sun was not there, and you have a tendency that when you don't get a lot of the sunshine, you can become depressed. And this is true for a lot of people on the planet, so you're not alone with that. And because certain things have happened at a certain time in your life, these are some of the things that can make you go into a depression or feel very sad and very down. Okay?
Okay. Okay. And with my fire energy element being adverse, do you have any...
Yes. Here's some things that you can begin to do with your fire energy. It's really to get back into the things that you love. You know, start doing those things that you enjoy doing that you haven't done in a while. You know, take some time out and begin to do those things for yourself and really honor your body. So a great thing for you to really charge that fire energy up and really get that rainbow kundalini snake energy going is to go get a full body massage. Yeah, that's going to be a great way for you. Just really getting out into the sun and doing those things that you love. So this is, because our dreams do. Our dreams will reflect on things of the past, what we're dealing with now, and how we can move ourselves into the future. So you got an opportunity to see things over a course of period of time. And so your dream is letting you know that you can ride this out. You can ride right out into the sunset, and that's what you'll do. Yeah.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you so much, Miss Blue.
You're welcome. And make sure you call us back and let us know. Peace and love to you.
Okay. Peace and love to you, too.
All right. All right, everyone. Beautiful. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Don't forget, Sunday night, Brother Panic is going to be in the house, and we're going to be doing a chat and chill, so it's sure to be a great share. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 425. You're live in the remix. 425, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are. For your call.
No, not.
425?
Yeah, right.
They got too much going on. We'll come back to 425. Calling in from area code 305, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing, Miss Blow?
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
It's Caddy calling from Miami.
It's who?
Caddy calling from Miami.
Okay. You said Caddy?
Yes, like Cadillac.
Oh, Caddy, like Cadillac. Okay. Caddy, yeah. Calling from Miami. Okay. All right. Thank you. So what brings you to us tonight? What brings you to call in tonight?
I didn't know you were doing the reason. I was actually doing some research, and I just happened to hear you talking on the phone, and I didn't acknowledge it till later on. So I want to know if I can
get a minute. Okay, you sure can. You sure can. How old are you?
27.
27. Okay, beautiful. All right, well, I'm going to check your fire element and check that for you. And then also, I want you to pick a number for me between 1 and 6, please.
How about 3?
The number 3. Okay, let me check your fire element. What I'm doing is actually checking fire element tonight. Your fire is moving in an adverse direction. Which means it's going in the opposite direction of where it probably could go for the best intention for you at this particular time. So let's take a look and see what the Know Your Magic deck has. And the energy that comes up for you is baby blue. So let's take a look and see what baby blue has to say. Baby blue, let's see. Whenever baby blue chooses to sort of be your ally, this is about she brings sort of a deep meaning in her message. She reminds you that the only thing is real is love. And love's creative power can spark conscious actions and compensation. So this has a lot to do with you having positive expectations, being in that place of innocence, and learning how to trust yourself. I want you to begin to think back in your life to when you were about, I'm going to say, 9-10 years old. And I want you to think about some of the things you're being challenged with at this time. Not exactly in the same way, but sort of those same things happening. Can you see that?
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so it's some things that's going on with you at this time that you do need to begin to take a look at. And this is when you need to begin to follow those things that your heart desire has and really being able to trust what is unseen for you. Because right now what your reality is showing you and what you actually know to be true is completely different. So there's a lot of shifts going on. And so this has a lot to do with sort of the energy I like to call the fogged veil. So you have sort of this veil there, so you're not able to get to sort of the truth or the heart of the matter. And for you at this time, you're wondering sort of why. Why? That's your number. Why? You want to know why. Why is this not happening? Why is this not going on? Why isn't this doing it? And so really, you have to get yourself organized because right now things are all over the place for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You got to get yourself organized. And it's an honest place. So many people are out there too. So know that we're all having these conversations for many different reasons. And, you know, ultimately we're all speaking to a part of ourselves. And I know I definitely am when I give a reading. So that's the beauty about it. But this is about you getting organized. And once you can begin to put these things into place and begin to organize them, then you will be able to lift the veil. You'll be able to lift that veil. You'll be able to see clear what's in your heart. And you'll be able to move past these things that you can't see on the surface. And the shifts that need to take place in your life, it's going to be going to begin to happen. For you, you're going to see a change within the next 6 days. So I want you to begin to do some journaling, get some things organized in your life. And 6 days from now, I want you to send me an email because you're going to see some change. It's based upon your free will, and I know you want to do this, and all you have to do is begin to put in that work. Do it for 6 days, and then things will be easier for you to continuously do. But consecutively commit yourself to 6 days of doing this work, and you'll be able to see that the shift is going to happen for you.
Okay, it is a challenge for me, though, because my job requires me to travel a lot. But I just happen to be home for this weekend, that's all. But I'll do
it. Well,
good. I'll do my best.
There you go. There you go. No excuses, Caddy. You can do it. You can do it. And you can stay organized even while you're traveling, even while you're doing your work. So you can do it before you leave. And you have tonight, you have tomorrow, and you have Sunday. So you have time to begin to go ahead and do that and get all of those things together. And then even as you're beginning to pack, you know, begin to put those things in place and organize them. And this is it. It may seem like these two sections of your life are not connected with each other, but they're very much connected. They really are. And then have positive expectations. Let go of the why. Let go of it. Completely let go of the why, and then begin to get into that place of innocence and begin to trust. And like I said, do this for 6 days. That's going to be the magical number for you. That is the number of creation. When you take the number six and you turn it sideways, it looks like a pregnant woman's belly. Or you can think of it this way. It's the sperm and the egg coming together, and that's the creation point. So you want to do it for 6 days, okay?
That's amazing.
All right. Well, beautiful, beautiful. And then come back and let us know. We'd love to hear how that worked out for you, okay? So peace and love to you.
All right, peace.
Peace. All right, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 404, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue. This is Jennifer.
Okay, greetings to you, Jennifer.
Greetings. It's been, you said, a long week. I don't even know if I could cover it, and the day has been even longer. I'm kind of almost at a loss for words. It was that intense. And I picked something from each and every person that called in tonight.
Beautiful.
When I called in a couple weeks ago, you said you saw a fog and that if I did something every day for 6 days, and that on the sixth day, it totally opened up, but now it's lightning fast, and just trying to, I don't know if I'm asking why. That's usually my thing. I'm always asking why, and maybe I am. I don't know, but
Well, how about you let me do that? I'll ask the questions, and then we can, and I can tell you what I think, and we can go from that. So you don't have to worry about it, okay? Beautiful, Belle, beautiful. Trust me, I can feel your energy there. Let me have you do this, Jennifer. How old are you?
39.
You said what now?
39,
okay, 39, beautiful. And then if you can pick a number for me between 1 and 6.
4.
Okay. All right. I'm taking a look at your element here, and your fire element, Jennifer, is in a void. In a void. Whenever that happens, a lot of times when fire energy goes to a state of void, particularly for you at this particular time, it is about a shock. I heard you mention the word lightning. It is about a shock. You're in shock.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in shock. You're in shock right now. And whenever shock happens, sometimes we can have shock, which is a good shock. A friend of mine's had his shocks go out in his car, which was a great thing, because symbolically what the universe was saying is that whatever happened is going on in your life right now, you took the shock out of it, so you're able to move past it. But for you, you kind of got stung with your shock. Your shock stung you. You know how somebody tases you? You get the taser? That kind of shock. The shock. Yeah. So your fire element is at a void. So I pulled a card from the Know Your Magic deck, and what came up for you was the heart chakra, because this was a big blow in the heart. This is where the shock came. And whenever this happens, this represents the connection between the mind, the body, and we say soul here, but more it's about the spirit. And really what spirit is saying here, that all must be in balance to experience unconditional love. So what does that mean? Where does the work come in for you? And where does that work need to be? This is about harmony. It's about love. And it's about forgiveness. So when we talk about getting ourselves into the place of unconditional love, having the mind, the body, and the soul, really the spirit, they have to be in balance with each other. This is about you being in the place where you can offer up forgiveness. What's unique about the organ of the heart is that often we can hear the heartbeat, but very few people have seen a heart. So most of us, even from a young age, we can all say that we've heard our heartbeat. That's like the most amazing thing, to hear it. You know, you hear the doom, 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 doom. You hear the life. But what spirit is challenging you to do is to see the heart. Because, see, when you can see your heart, it's completely different than anything that you can feel. Sometimes we can be tricked by our feelings, what we feel, of what we think. But when you see it, then you'll be able to do it. So what's required of you at this time, Jennifer, is for you to get yourself in the place of forgiveness. First forgive others, and then forgive yourself, and then be able to see your heart. And when you see that, then it's all going to make sense to you. Then you can begin to bring it into complete balance. And you can see no such thing as who's wrong and who's right, but you can be able to see the situation from everybody's point of view. And then the shock will go away. See, you're shocked right now because you only can hear your heart beating. But when you see it, you're going to know what role you played in this shock, because you played a role in it. For you, the big question is when is it going to be my turn? When am I going to get it? When is it going to happen? When? So you got to let go of the time, and you got to let go of space, because this is what's jacking up. This is what's clouding the vision. This is what's causing you not to be able to see your heart, is because you're putting in the when. And as a result of it, you got the when knocked out of you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're in a good space, because this is about the learning. This is about growing. And it's ultimately about love, because at the core of it, that's where your intentions were. So go back to that place and not just listen to your heart. I want you to see your heart. And when you see it, then you'll be able to balance it all out.
Okay.
I can go back to that place. I love that place.
Yes, yes. Well, beautiful. Well, call back in and let us know.
I will.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you so much. Peace and love to you, Jennifer. And thank you so much for calling in and sharing that for all of us. For all of us. Beautiful.
Yes. Thank you. Peace.
Peace. All right. So beautiful, you guys. And it's so true. You know, we always think about hearing our hearts. We think about hearing our heartbeat, but we do need to take some time so that we're able to see what's in our hearts, too. Because sometimes that's completely different than what we're hearing. So, beautiful. Great reflection there. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 803. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 803? Okay. We can't hear you. So if you can hear us, let us know. But I can't hear you. So we're going to go to the next caller. All right, you guys, I just want to let everybody know what I'm doing tonight is actually mini readings. If you want to get a full and complete reading from me or find out about a list of readings that I do, just email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And Sister Manya will send you a list of all of the readings that I offer, and you can decide whatever is going to be best for you, whatever your spirit is calling you. And then also, I want to give a big shout-out, that I didn't do this, to everyone who purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook. Still sending out the review for part one for those of you who have had it. Don't worry, it doesn't matter when you purchase it. You'll be able to be a part of that. And also, part two is coming, too. So I'm going to do an overview of part two. So for everybody who has the Know Your Magic audio workbook, and I've gotten so many testimonies from people all over the world that it's been so helpful. Know that classes are going to be coming and so many other things. So much love to you guys. I just thank you guys. The best investment you can make is the investment in yourself. You can go for the Know Your Magic audio workbook by going to www.msblueblast.com, and you can get all the details there. We're going to keep going. We still have about 30 minutes left to go in this very amazing share here tonight. We've all been talking about what such a wonderful week it's been and so many things that's going on. So I am really honored to take you guys' call so we can all have a very good reflection here this evening. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 985. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue.
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Danny from Houma, Louisiana.
Danny. From the other L.A., Louisiana. Beautiful, beautiful. What can I do for you? What brings you to call in to Miss Blue tonight?
I would love a mini reading, and I have a question after, if that's okay.
Yes, and can I ask how old you are, please?
I'm 20.
You're 20 years old. Oh, gosh, I remember when I was 20. I remember, I still think I'm 20, but I remember when I was 20. I still think I'm 20, so that's a shame. Okay, let's see here. All right, let's take a look. And also, if you can do me a favor, Danny, pick a number between 1 and 6.
4.
The number 4. Beautiful. All right, let's see what energy comes up. And I want to check your fire for you. A lot of voids here with the fire. Your fire is in a void. Let's take a look at what's going on. What came up? Let me tell you what came up, and then I want you to ask your question, okay? If that's okay, we'll do it that way. I want to take a look. I pulled a card from the Know Your Magic deck here, and what came up was the card of body talk. And whenever this card comes up, body talk, it's about unconditional love for the whole self. For your whole self, you know, with the understanding of the power of love, you can have the courage to transform what is needed. So this is about inner vibes, it's about healing, and it's about going through those cycles of growth. So now, what's your question?
Okay. I was listening whenever you did the regression meditation, and I've been dying to know what the light bright meant.
hold the light bright when
mm-hmm.
someone, you're talking about with the toys, right?
Mm-hmm.
The toys. And is that the toy that you brought back? Was your light bright?
Yes, my light bright.
Your light bright. You know, I used to actually have a light bright. Wow. Oh, how cool is that? Now that I think about him, I love the way you put those pegs in there. I mean, you probably had an upgraded version.
No, I had the cube. I had the cube.
Oh, did you? Oh, so you have one of the older school light brights. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that particular light bright that you brought back was really about you trying to find your place, trying to find your place and what it is you want to do. And this is much about where you are right now. You're kind of in between two or three different things that you want to do, correct?
Correct.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Danny. What did you say?
I said correct.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. So, yeah, you're in between there. And so the light bright is really, you know how you can make the different flowers and make different shapes and you can, you know, do different things with the light to make the light shine. So this is really you, your inner spirit, saying to you, it's about the body talk. It's about you beginning to listen to that higher part of yourself because you're in a cycle of growth. But here's something that Ms. Boo want to tell you. It's okay to not know what you want to do. That is perfectly okay. Because for you, you have to give yourself permission. Otherwise, you try to force yourself to do, okay, by Tuesday, I'm going to make a decision. Tuesday come, you don't have a clue. In fact, sometimes that happens with me when I'm trying to do things. So I've learned to take that out, take the when out, take out the time, take out the space, and just allow things to begin to naturally happen for you. Really begin to listen to your body. You know, I think it was on that particular show, Danny, what I did is I told people, if I were to ask you, where is your spirit? Where is your higher self? How do you connect with it? It's not in your mind. And too many times we stay in our mind. What has to happen is that that energy comes in and it's really our body we're responding to. Even when we begin to think about the different sensory things, you know how some people are clairaudience, clairaudio, clairsentient, you know, have all of these clairs and different energies connected with us. It has a lot to do with the energy in your body. The energy that's in your body is sending that message to tell you what is truly going on. It's, you're not always going to find it in your mind, you know? It's just kind of like sometimes when you get yourself in a mess, you can't expect the same mind that got you there to be the mind to help you out. Because it can't. If this is the mindset that got me there, how can I expect this mindset to get me out? So for you, some of the things I want you to begin to do is to begin to do some journaling. Write down some of the things that you enjoy, that you like. What makes you feel happy? What raises your energy?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say I'm glad that you brought that up because I've actually been doing a lot of journaling. I write my dreams and sometimes I just write my feelings.
Mm-hmm. And are you going back and reflecting on that? Are you going back reflecting on it?
Yes, I actually was flipping back through it today, just looking at my recent things that I write.
Yes, and that's what you got to do. Go back. But the first thing I want you to know is that you're in a cycle of growth. I mean, we're always constantly growing, but truly this is a cycle of growth for you right now. And so it's okay to not have an answer by Wednesday. I want you to remove time and I want you to remove space. And I want you to begin to connect with that energy within your heart, your higher self that takes you into that place. And to begin to think about things from that perspective. Do some journaling about those things that make your energy go up and make you feel good, and then sit down and write out a plan, because planning is good. I don't want you to think that Ms. Blue thinks that you should be free-falling or just kind of throwing everything to the wind, because I'm not telling you that. Planning is good, but don't put time constraints on it, and don't put places on it. So if something is telling you that, wow, the greatest place in the world for you to be, I don't know, is for you to be, I don't know, in New York or Florida or Atlanta or wherever it is, and maybe that's where you want to travel to, don't put constraints on space or time, because things will happen naturally. First, you have to allow your spirit to flow through you freely, honestly, uninterrupted, and then you can go back and you can begin to start the true assessment of it afterwards. But when it's coming through, just let it come through in its purest form. Don't stop it. Don't say, I don't have the money to do that, or there's no way that's going to happen, or this is impossible, because these are things that ultimately begin to put locks on you. And these chains begin to hold you down. This is what begins to kill your dreams. At the beginning of the show, I played the song Put Your Love on Top, you know, by Beyonce. You put me on top. And we have to begin to put ourselves on top. So put yourself on top. Don't put any restraints there. Write down what is truly in your heart, truly what your spirit is telling you, and let your body talk to you. You know, talk to you, listen to those inner vibes, those things that you know feel right for you, and write those down, and then begin to make a plan from there. Okay? And throw Wynn out the window. Throw Wynn out the window.
That's what I've been doing. I've been doing a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, beautiful. It's good to hear you. Make sure you call back in and let us know as it's going for you. Things will change. This is how you can begin to get that fire energy to move again, because right now it has too many constraints, so it can't move. It's in a void. There's no passion. There's no drive. The desire is not that normal desire that you have. And in order for that to begin to get itself back into the position of moving again, you have to allow that energy to flow through you without time and space.
Okay.
All right? So okay, peace and love to you. Thanks. You're welcome. Thanks. All right. Thank you so much. Thanks, Danny, for calling in. Peace. Oh, beautiful. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
And it's Lou. It's Anne calling in from West Palm.
Greetings to you, Anne. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I am doing so wonderful, doing good in a nice, comfortable, relaxed place. And how are you?
Great. I was wondering if I could get an elemental reading tonight.
Yes, you sure can. You sure can, Anne. Let's take a look. And Anne, how old are you?
I'm 23.
You're 23. All right. And if you can pick a number for me, Anne, between 1 and 6, please.
4.
Okay, beautiful. All right, Anne. And let's check your element here. Real interesting. And your fire energy is moving sort of in an adverse direction and pretty fast. Even though I can see with your other elements, you're doing quite a bit of work on yourself, and that's really a good thing. But I see that there is definitely room for when it comes to sort of you being connected with your body, being connected inside your body. The energy that came up for you on the Know Your Magic deck is feel your spirit. So let's talk about feeling your spirit. Feeling your spirit, this is really, this energy is about you synchronizing with the rhythm in your life. And spirit is saying, pay very close attention to details and be sort of observant in all the agreements that you've set up with yourself and others. So this is about you really feeling the energy within your body of what's going on for you. And right now I see that there's a disconnect between that energy in your body and sort of you feeling your spirit. So this is about movement, it's about details, and it's about discernment. And so how you can begin to bring this energy, the fire, back in your life. A great thing for you, Anne, would be to hula hoop. Have you ever hula hooped?
Yeah, back in the day I used to.
Yeah. Get you a hula hoop. You can go to Walmart and pick one up, or some of the local stores, toy stores, pick you up a hula hoop and begin to hula hoop. And what's going to happen, Anne, is it's going to allow you to get back in touch with your body, back in touch with your body. Really have some things to go on within your body. And it's going to help you to feel your spirit, to feel it moving inside your body. With this is going to come a level of alertness. This is going to help you become alert. So those details and using discernment when it comes to relationships and different agreements you're setting up, you're just going to be more agile, you're going to be more sharp, and your intuition is just going to be piqued. This is the way that you're going to begin to spark this energy with yourself. For you, it's you moving your energy back into your body.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you.
Yes. Let me know once you get to hula hooping how that goes, because that's a great way to really kind of connect with the spirit that's in your physical body. So once you do that, Anne, because you're doing a lot of work, and I can see that as well, that's going to work for you. And also for you, Anne, too, it is the timing. It's timing. So the timing is throwing you off. So let go of the timing issue. You know, don't be so rigid when it comes to that particular area.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Bye.
All right, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I see you guys on the phone lines. We have about 15 minutes left to go in the form. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 678? Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Must be on mute. We can't hear them. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 972. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Ooh, it's a lot of y'all.
Yes?
Ms. Blue, this is Sherry in Dallas.
Oh, greetings, Sherry. How are you?
I have to admit, everything is going so good. I said I need to know my fire element, because I have been doing the workbook, and I'm just up to about maybe about 70 or 80 words for all of my senses.
Oh, good.
I thought that they was just going to flow, but they haven't been flowing, but they are coming. And
yeah.
My currency, that's why I'm really calling, because I'm getting a lot of opportunities in my industry, and
mm-hmm.
I just want to know what to do, making the right decisions, or should I continue to try to do this independent thing, which I'm completely busted. I have no income and nothing in the bank. But I sure do have some what you call resources, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just sitting up here thinking, I said, what is your fire going on? Because that's what I was thinking when everybody's talking. I'm going, that's something you might need to know at this time, because I don't want to become my own worst enemy, you know? Because everything
yeah.
seems like, well.
Mm-hmm. Well, beautiful. Thank you for calling in, Sherry, and I'm glad that you're moving. It is a workbook, so it's good. And for those who have done the work like yourself, really just some amazing things coming out of it. So I'm so glad to hear that for you as well. Let me have you, Sherry, pick a number between 1 and 6 for me.
I have to set 4 because that's what I've been thinking about all evening.
Okay, well, beautiful. And then also, Sherry, if you don't mind, tell me how old you are.
Oh, I'm 55.
Okay, 55. Beautiful age, 55.
Yes, it is.
Beautiful age. Okay. Well, let's take a look. Your fire element, Sherry, is actually moving in a positive direction.
Okay, good.
You have a lot of solid fire energy. It's not out of balance. Actually, it's moving in a perfect direction. It's moving very well. Now, when it comes to where you are at this particular point in your life, what Spirit is saying, it has a lot to do with the tree of life. And I don't know if you heard me when I spoke to the brother earlier to tell him about the tree of life, because these are about roots. For you, these are going to be roots. These are going to be things of how you ground yourself. I was talking about sort of some of the channel that I got when I was working with the trees. And I began to talk to the trees about their roots, you know, the trees are the roots, you know. And they were sharing with me how trees have the ability to clone themselves. And often people think that when they're killing, they chop down a tree, you're killing a tree, or when you do something to the root of the tree, you've killed it. But really, the roots in the trees is really, it almost acts as like our nervous system. It really is a feeler. It really goes out, and it's really just feeling the vibration. And it's a way that they actually begin to communicate. And so I want you to begin to take sort of some of that analogy of what I had in the channel from the tree and recognize that the roots that you've laid out, this will be everything that you went to school for, certifications that you got, connections that you made, these are feelers. These are feelers. And whenever a tree is out looking for either sharing communication with other trees or communicating information that it's pulling from the center of the earth or the planet, or whether it's searching for food and nutrients, you're coming across these different feelers because this is things that should happen for you. You're on this journey, this inner journey, and this is about learning and it's about growth for you. And at this particular time, Sherry, these opportunities are coming up because your roots have gone out. So these would have been things that you put into place 6-7 months from now. So really what Spirit is saying is that this is a great opportunity for you to begin to explore these things. These are all sparks for you to help you to get this inner light. And so it's not a bad idea to pursue these different things at this time because you're in a very balanced place to do it. And so these opportunities are coming up as a result of the roots that you've sent out.
True, because I have been, you know how you've just been working all angles of life, and I understand about currency and working that, and like, I don't know if Brother Panic or Brother Bobby said, if you need money, you need to get your resume ready. So you know how you know doing all of the right things.
Yes.
And
well, that's
like what I'm
you.
I can't remember. What did you say about my fire is pretty good and it's balanced?
Oh, your fire energy is balanced. So your passion and your drive and all of those things, it's not out of balance. So what I'm telling you is that these things that are coming into your life right now, they're coming into your life at this time because this is the energy that you sent out, and this is a perfect time to pursue them.
Oh, okay, good. So everything, like I said, everything is happening. Everything is good. I've been, everything that is happening, you're right, I have been working for it to happen.
That's right, and that's key. That's key right there. So you're in a great place, Sherry. You have still some of the when energy, which has to do with time and space. So just be conscious of that. You want to let that go. You don't want to rush the timing of it and be so rigid with the timing. So make sure you're conscious of the time and the space. And so these opportunities that are coming up for you at this particular time, take advantage of it. Some of the energy you'll be faced with is going to be some of the energy, if you can think back to when you were 9 and 10 years old, think about some of the things that happened to you. This is a marker Spirit is bringing up for you. And right now, some of the same energy is coming upon you, but it's going to come in a different way, of course, because you're not 9 or 10 now. You know, you're much older now. But think about that. This is an opportunity for you to really make this another kind of win situation for you. So not the W-H-E-N, which is connected to time, but the W-I-N, which is the win.
W-W-I-N, the wind. Okay, okay. I'm going to have to think about that one. Can you be more specific? Because I'm sitting here thinking. When you talk, you know how I'm writing things down because I got both of the readings for you, and I constantly do the readings. I constantly do the work, and then I constantly ground myself. And I know I have to do this work because okay. The only thing that is happening to me is that when I dream about these dark objects coming at my head, and I know their knowledge, and I hear and get and receive messages from any and everything, and then I go, oh, okay, I know that. So, like I said, I'm being very cautious of not confusing myself and limiting where I go, who I put myself in my company. I have this old dog that she's so funny because she sees things, and I know when she sees things, and she tells me stuff. I got her outside right now while I'm talking to you. I'm going to let her in when I finish.
Okay. All right. Well, Sherry, I want you to think about it. Would have been 1966, around the time you were 9 or 10.
What was going on then here in Dallas was the civil rights thing, the Martin Luther King thing, and my neighbor was well connected, and I remember hearing, when I was about that age, adults saying here in Dallas that they did Martin Luther King to bring his, I can't say because I was a child then, but they were some hard words about Martin Luther King not to come to Dallas. And that right there has always struck me. And I asked my mother why did they did not want Martin Luther King to come to Dallas at that time.
Right.
What
was your feelings about that? I want you to tell me, what was your feelings about it? How did you feel about it?
I was very well aware of the civil rights movement and the history because I had read it as a child.
Right.
About
not what you were aware of. What was your feelings?
Oh, I thought they was the rudest thing because I like the idea of this great leader preacher. Don't forget,
okay.
I'm a Baptist minister was going to come as a child because I really
right.
enjoyed school and all of that good stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's what I want,
and only because we have about 4 minutes left, we'll go into the overtime. So I am going to get to the rest of everyone's calls. But,
okay.
Sherry, I just want you to think about some of those feelings, you know, the conflict between what the adults were saying and you were hearing and feeling as a child, and think
uh-huh.
about where you are now. The other thing I want to caution you about or have you think about when it comes to when, because we have three different versions of when. We have W-H-E-N, which has to do with time, and then we have W-I-N, which has to do with winning, and then we have W-I-N-D, which has to do with wind or air. And so what you also constantly have to challenge yourself with is not to get too much into the intellect side of things, of trying to make sense out of spiritual things, because sometimes
yes.
they're not going to line themselves up intellectually. And so don't always feel that you need to have to give an explanation for things that are happening, but just allow them to be and not try to intellectualize them, because that's when you start to get too much in your air, in your head, and that's when too much when gets in there. That's when we start to say airhead, the air in the head, and it clouds
okay.
the thinking. So you're in a very good space. Your fire energy is very balanced. A lot of opportunities are opening up for you. Begin to think about some of those things that you were feeling when you were 9, when you were 10, because you're going to have some of these same feelings, and you're actually having them now at this time. You're keeping them in balance, but always take yourself back to them and know that this is an opportunity for you to really balance out that energy and keep moving forward, because so many great things are coming up for you now, and it's because you've done the work. So let me be the first to just salute you on that. I thank you for sharing all of those stories. And come back and let us know. Let us know.
I certainly will, and I will email you, because it has taken me 3 days to get to 80.
Yes. Well, that's why some people on the Know Your Magic audio workbook are still on part one. Some people have had it for months. It is a workbook, but if you do the work, I promise you, and I know you will. So keep me informed, and peace and love to you. Thank you for calling in.
Peace and love, and I will be in touch.
Okay, beautiful. All right, you guys, we have about 2 minutes left to go in the form. If you want to hear the rest of the show, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're going to keep going. Don't forget, Brother Panic's going to be back here Sunday night chatting and chilling, and you can catch that on the remix. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, love it, love it over on Facebook. Leave a comment. Send some emails. I'd love to hear from you guys, to keep in touch with you guys. We're going to keep going. I think we're going to be able to keep going. We'll see here in just a moment, but it is so good to connect with you guys. It's been an amazing share here tonight and still is. Don't forget to download, 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 download. See you guys right back here Sunday night. Much love, warm spirit, peace and love to each and every one of you. Enjoy this weekend. Let the sun come out. You know, recognize we all have fire energy within us, and it's being sort of kind of played out on all levels on the planet. Choose your position of where you want to come from, your fire energy. You know, come from that spark that's lit deep within your heart. Don't just see, don't just feel your heart, but make sure you're able to see your heart, see the pureness in it, and begin to love from that space. And so, yeah, email me, question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Love to hear from you guys. We're doing many readings. If you want a full reading, you know how to do that too. So peace and love to the rest of you. Don't forget to download. We're going to still go. We're going to keep going here. This is good. This is good. So we're going to go to the next caller. And yes, I'm going to get you. That's what's up. I'm going to get to you. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 909. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Bless, Miss Blue. Peace and greetings. And
peace and greetings.
This is Jeremiah McCauley calling in from Southern Cal, Southern California.
Okay, greetings, Jeremiah.
Yeah, give thanks, Miss Blue, for all the work that you're doing and everyone that's involved with the Remix family. It's tremendous. I was just calling in to ask for if you would give me a mini reading or elemental reading. I have a big session coming up in August 17th. So really looking forward to that.
Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. And how old are you, Jeremiah?
36 years.
36. You know that was a song, Jeremiah. You know that song, Jeremiah. I don't want to sing it because I don't sing. But there was a song about Jeremiah. You don't know that song about Jeremiah?
I hear it a lot. It has been chanted to me a lot. I wasn't in that era. My folks were, but I am familiar with the song.
Jeremiah. I don't want to talk about Jeremiah. Jeremiah. I'm telling my age for real, for real, for real. Okay, but anyway, let's see here, Jeremiah. My goodness. Okay, so here we go. Jeremiah, I'm checking your fire energy. Your fire energy is actually in a good place, very good place there. Now, what came up for you, I pulled a card from the Know Your Magic deck, and what came up for you was the energy about get a new story. Get a new story. And so whenever get a new story comes up, what Spirit is saying is this is really encouraging you to understand the process of building a foundation. So it's about actions, it's about thoughts, and it's about cause and effect. And it's sort of you walking out of the fire, walking into this new space. And so this tells me that there's some transitions going on in your life at this time. Is that correct?
Yes, I believe so.
So is there something in particular that you were, something else in particular you were trying to get some insight on? Because this has a lot to do with cause and effect where you are right now.
Well, I do have a lot of concerns about a lot of things, you know, past things, where I'm at now, where I'm going, mm-hmm. What mm-hmm. I'm doing this time, the relationships I'm in and involving myself in. And I more or less was trying to hold myself back for that time that I've, you know, set for in the sacred session.
Mm-hmm.
And just you call in because once I really was aware that, you know, you're actually doing these mini readings for individuals, it just really inspired me. I just really have been trying to get in and just wanted to just see what the mm-hmm. energy, you know, was dealing with. So as far as the specifics, I do have a lot of things that I want to deal with, and I'm sure that once we get a chance to have mm-hmm. that bigger space, I'll get into those. But at this time, I more or less wanted to, you know, and just how you're saying it's dealing with the transition, I can't agree with that because it does, I feel myself in that position where it does have a lot to do with my decisions that I'm making, my thoughts as far as these transitions mm-hmm. that are taking place. So,
It definitely is about getting a new story. And it's time, you know. A lot of things are going to take place. Now, one thing I can tell you about the session, it is a divine timing. And so for anyone who's actually been able to wait for their session, they can bear witness to that. So, you know, now Spirit is saying it's time to get a new story. It is. So I know that that's going to help you where you are right now. And things that you're dealing with at this time in your life, know that you can always email me too as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So general question, just at the email, your same email address.
Mm-hmm. At question QUESTION, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. You can.
Great.
So just remember, cause and effect is going to be key for you right now. Your fire energy is in a really good place. You don't want that to get a little out of control because for you sometimes it can. But I know you know that. So just think about your thoughts and think about your actions and know that they all, you know, cause and effect is really there. And it's about your foundation. So recognize that. Yes. Beautiful. Let me know how it goes, okay?
All right. Will do. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue.
Oh, wait. Jeremiah, before you go, pick a number between 1 and 6 for me, please.
Three favors with me, but two has been coming to me strongly this evening when you have been asking others. Two has been coming to me, but I guess I have to go with three.
You're going to go with 2? Okay. 2, incidentally, has a lot to do with foundations, too. And 2 is about the what, you know? So right now you're looking for what is it? What do I need to be doing? What's wrong? What's right? It's the
right.
What. So think about removing that out of the equation and just begin to look at it. So instead of saying what's wrong, think about wrong. What does that mean to you? What comes to mind, you know? And then begin to look at it that way. So you're not looking for the what in it. Because when you look for the what in it, you'll always find it.
Right.
You'll always find what you're looking for. Whatever you're looking for, you're going to find it.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. Peace and love to your mixed family, Sister Monday.
All right. Yes, peace and love, Jeremiah. They're singing that song in the chat room. All right, peace and love to you. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 647. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, good evening, Ms. Blue. My name is Noni, and I'm calling from Toronto, Ontario.
Okay, greetings to you, Noni.
Hi. I was just calling to basically just get like a little past life reading and also just to kind of find out what I should be doing in terms of my work, my spiritual work.
Past life reading. I wasn't really doing past life readings here, but we can take a little look into the Akashic here and see a couple of things. How old are you?
I am 34.
You're 34. Okay, all right. And pick a number between 1 and 6.
I will go with 2.
2, the number 2. Let's see what comes up for you. Let's see what's coming up. I'm not going to particularly, because I don't really deal with past lives. We've had so many past lives. We'll be there forever. But we can talk about some of the things that's impacting you at this particular time that has a lot. The number one thing I can tell you, we all have sort of different, what do you say? I believe we came back for different schools. And for you, Noni, your school, you came back. And, you know, I can bear witness to this. It's the school of love. It has a lot to do with love energy when it comes to you. And this is sort of where a lot of your lessons are when it comes to love. It has a lot to do with desires, partnerships, and really just understanding what pure love is. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And so one of the things that I can tell you that has been a pattern for you at this particular time, incidentally, one of the things that I do pick up, and you can let me know how this relates to you, is that I feel as though you're in a relationship, but you're not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I am in a relationship. I've been in it for 3 years, and I feel happy. I feel content, but I'm not sure in terms of the energy that you're picking up, because I feel pretty content in the relationship that I'm in right now.
Mm-hmm. You feel content, and are you guys in the same location with each other?
Yes, we live together.
You live together. And you said, where are you at right now? You're in Canada?
Yes.
Have you traveled recently?
No.
Has he traveled recently?
No.
Interesting. Okay, no worries there. But yeah, I feel as though you're in the relationship, but there's still like a part of you that you haven't really revealed in the relationship, particularly when it comes to those things of your desires and what's truly in your heart. Can you connect with that?
Well, I right now, like, this is not the first time I called you. I called you before. I am a mother of 7 children, so I do have, or both of us, we have a lot of responsibility taking care of the children and trying to find time to spend together. And we did actually take into consideration the advice that you gave us and kind of went back to the beginning of the relationship and talked about just...
Oh, I do remember you now. Yes, okay. Yes. That reminded me with that. Okay, well, then that makes sense about being in the relationship and not, because I see you there, but I also see a big distraction when it comes to things of your desire and really just how that's being expressed
right
there. So,
I am actually very occupied, I guess, taking care of everyone else. And trying to find that time and just kind of, I find like when I'm by myself, I don't know what to do because I'm so taking care of others that I am lost. So just finding that focus and I don't know, there's nothing really that is calling me at this moment. Like, I am doing my spiritual works, but in terms of like a passion, I don't really have that
yes, you do. You do have a passion. Your passion is really your family. And just that. That's your passion. I mean, you know, sometimes we think about those things and we really want to put them too woo-woo-ish, you know, but really your passion is your family. So it does make sense when I say I feel you're in this relationship, but you're not. Your desire, your passion is not necessarily 100% there. Here's a recommendation before we get into some other things that I would recommend for you. And that recommendation that I would recommend for you is that you and your mate, you and your man, that you set up a date night, a specific time for you guys, even if you do it once a week. where it's just time that you guys really focus on each other, because you have so much going on between the two of you, and you're constantly here and you're constantly there. I do see you traveling, and sometimes that's not always on a physical level, so it's not an exact science, but, you know, it makes more sense now when you say you're focusing so much on other things that you don't have time, and when you're by yourself, it's hard. So you're doing a lot of this traveling within your mind of things that you want to do. And these are the things that you need to begin to express to your husband, you know, express it to him, that what you want to do, you know, what you, you know, desires you have, either for you guys to do, even if it's on a fantasy level of just taking a vacation, the two of you, for 2 weeks, and, you know, having somebody to take care of the children that can make them feel safe while you guys just have no worries and just, you know, kind of connect with each other on that level, because that is needed. The energy of the sacred union came up because this is what's close to your heart. And it also has to do with things in a past time as well, too. And so for you, one of the things that I can tell you is that in one of your past lives, you were actually a man. And one of the things that you sort of held yourself guilty of is that you walked out on your family and you left them. And so a big part of that burden that you brought back in this particular life is really to never do that. And as a result of it, not only do you have your immediate family, but other family members, but friends, you really give so much and always wanting to be there 100% for everybody. But one of the lessons for you to learn is that you have to put your love on top. You got to put you on top.
Right.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah. Yeah. So know that just that feeling of never wanting to let anybody down and just be this perfect mother, a lot of that is coming from a past life. One of the things that I want you to do is over the course of the next 7 days is to begin, I want you to journal down and begin to express your thoughts when it comes to you of how you love yourself. Every single day, I want you to find a new way of loving yourself. And you can do it on many levels. So maybe it's making your favorite food, or maybe it's, you know, just spending some time reading a book, or just snuggled up on the couch with your kids. But I want you to find ways and really try to focus them just on you, on loving yourself. Because you're an amazing mother. You give so much to everybody. And really keeping this energy balance and being able to receive this back to yourself so you can release this energy. Take a bath 3 nights in a row. You want to do that. That's going to stabilize your emotions and help you to release some of this energy from yourself. And just remember that whenever you feel like you have to be this perfect person, because you are perfect in everything that you do, even when others think you're not, even when you think you're not, you're still being perfect. Everything is exactly perfect the way it is that you can release yourself, forgive yourself for what you think you should or should not have done. So let go of all of the couldas, the shouldas, and the wouldas. You know, let those things go from yourself. And then that's just going to release so much of the burden up off of you from trying to be this perfect person. And know that some of this energy is energy you brought back from a past life. And so you don't need to make this right because you've already done it. This is a part of you already doing this here. And so that need of just trying to be perfect is coming from another time. And you can begin to release that from yourself.
I always want to please people. I want to always do the right thing. I'm always questioning, make sure that, you know, the choices that I make is the right thing. I want to please people. I want to make sure people are happy. Yeah, I do that quite often. It's funny that you said my past life I was a man, because there's times that I do look in the mirror and I just stare at myself, just stare, and just like right behind my actual face that you see.
Right.
See a male coming through, and my partner, I said I might have been a male in the past, so it's funny that you mentioned that.
Yeah, Yeah, you were. And that was just a fraction of a Akashic record reading. But, yes, it was definitely needed. So I thank you for, you know, bringing that up and, you know, so I could be open enough to give it to you. So, yes, that's what it was. And when you see those flashes, this is a lot of that energy, because one of the things that when you were about to make your transition is that you were so sorry for walking out on all the people who really loved you and care for you. Incidentally, you were actually, at the time, you were in a part of Russia, and that's where you lived, and you had a family there. And actually, you had several families there that you just walked out on and left them. And you went and started a new life each time. And this is even some of the burdens that you carried from leaving the first relationship into this one. Even though you knew this was the best thing to do, you still carry some of that burden. Is it somehow you walking out, you know? So it's about you wanting to please other people and do that. Now you know where this energy is coming from. And so the most powerful thing that you can do from now is know that how you can please everybody is by pleasing yourself first and knowing that nothing else is required. You know, because you're an amazing mother, a wonderful, you know, being, you know, connected with your husband. That's wonderful. You know, your marriage, the new children you have, and know that everything that you do is perfect and exact. And so you don't have to try to do anything else to please them, but to please yourself. Okay.
And my partner is here. He listens to your show too. So he's hearing you too.
Beautiful. Well, much love to you guys over there and your amazing family. I love the babies, love children, and I really love what you guys are really building together. So Sacred Union came up for you. It's about pure love and partnership and desires. And so, you know that everything is perfect. Know that you are. So you brought a lot of that energy back from another life, so you don't have to worry about it. But you guys need to have a date night.
Okay.
You need to have a night. Have some time where you say, got to get ready for my date tonight. I need to get yourself dressed up and do everything that you have to do. And even if you take 15, 20 minutes and you're sitting out back away from the kids and you're eating dinner because the weather is getting warmer, you need to have that time so you guys can be bonded and build a very strong foundation in your relationship that you guys are starting anew together, because that's where you're going to get that beautiful bond of the sacred union that you're building, to build some good roots and foundations in.
Okay, thank you so much, Miss Blue. You'll be hearing from me many more nights, and you continue to do the good work that you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Peace and love to you, and thank you for calling in, too.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Beautiful.
Bye.
Oh, so powerful. Sacred unions are so powerful. And so powerful to understand those things, you know, because we are souls that have been through many different lifetimes, and we've been here so many different times. And each time that I get a chance to really tap into or connect with someone on an Akashic level, it's profound, not only for them, but also for me. So I'm glad that you guys have been able to witness this. And, of course, you know, if you want a full Akashic record reading, you can always email me at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. You can do that, and Sister Money will send you all the information. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in, and let me see where I am on this board. Don't worry. Don't hurt me, nobody. Don't hurt me. I'm going to find out where I left off. Let me see. I think it's area code 219. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings. This is Jason and Gary.
This is who?
Jason and Gary.
Oh, Jason and Gary. Greetings, Jason and Gary. How are you?
Life gets better every day.
That's good, Jason. That's really a good thing.
So I was wondering if I could get one of these mini readings.
You sure can, Jason. How old are you, Jason?
I'm 40.
You're 40 years old, Jason? Did you just have a birthday?
No, I'm about halfway through, I think. I'm in August.
Oh, you're in August, too. A lot of August babies coming up. That's a good thing, Jason. That's a good thing. Okay.
Okay.
That's good. All right, Jason. So is there anything in particular, Jason, you want me to take a look at?
Well, I stuck my foot in it in a couple different spots. And
okay.
I've got to figure out how to get myself out of it. And to keep myself out of it going forward.
Okay. So you want me to take a look at that area you stuck your foot in?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
You stuck your foot in it, Jason?
Yeah, I did.
Well, Jason, it happens to the best of us at times. Okay, Jason, pick a number for me between 1 and 6, please.
2.
The number 2. All right, Jason, let's see. The number 2. I want to check your fire element for you. Let's see. The number 2. And let me check your fire for you. Let's see what's going on with your fire. Oh, yeah. Your fire is spinning very, very fast in the adverse direction. So, yeah, you stuck your foot in it, Jason.
Yeah, I did.
You said, yeah, I did. Okay, Jason, let's take a look here. One of the things that comes up for you, and I'll talk about this first, and then we'll kind of get down to some other stuff, but I pulled a card from the Know Your Magic deck, and what came up for you is the energy that it is time for you to begin to elevate the foundations that you're connected to and begin to get back to the basics. So this is really about raising up your energy, taking small steps, and being able to ask for help. One of the things, Jason, for you is you have a lot of energy that has to do with kind of the attitude of my way or the highway. Does that make sense?
I'm going to be open and say, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, I don't want you to just be open. Let me give you another way to look at this, that you can be somewhat rigid in your thinking sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So right now is an opportunity for you to stand your ground. Not stand your ground as in being rigid, but stand your ground as in being grounded. Because right now, even though your fire energy is spinning in an adverse direction, you're not grounded right now. And so a lot of things sometimes that you do and that you say is based upon an emotional level for you.
Okay.
And when that happens sometimes, you do go back with the regret of sort of kind of sticking your foot in your mouth before thinking, you know? Kind of saying things, doing things, and then sort of having regrets. Energy that is coming up for you, Jason, and I want you to kind of think back on this, if this at all makes sense to you. I want you to think back to when, let me see what that would have been. I'm going to try to see if I can get you an exact time here. Think back to when you was about 13, 14 years old. That's
oh,
a month.
God.
For you.
I
That's
hated
month.
That time.
Yeah, that's a marker for you, a major marker in your life, Spirit is saying.
Yeah.
And in a,
yeah.
in a sense, a lot of that energy has to do with the way you're feeling, has to do with what you're feeling right now. Does that make sense? It's not the same
yeah.
situation.
Yeah.
It's not the
no,
same
it's
situation.
Not the same situation. Yeah, I feel yeah.
The feeling of it. And it's important for you to think about this particular marker because you're going to have an opportunity to do something different. Now, I will tell you this, that what I see you coming out of this is about joy. This is joy. Of course, you still get to make your own free choice, and I know that's a big part of it. But I want you to also answer this question for me, if I can be, if you're open to hear this, and I know you are. When I talk to you about alcohol and drugs, what does that mean when I say that to you?
Very poor choices.
Mm-hmm.
Self-medicating, using shortcuts to deal with proper coping skills.
Mm-hmm. And how would that be connected with you?
I saw some things when I was 13.
Right.
And then I've seen some things later in life.
Right.
It wasn't necessarily me.
Right.
And then this past year, I learned that that's not something that works for me.
Right. I want you to begin to think about some of the things that are going on in your life at this particular time. And it has a lot to do with sort of, I guess you could say, third eye. The energy of the third eye, really having this particular thing open for you. Know that you can turn this situation around.
Okay.
But you're gonna have to go in and really begin to use your inner guidance, your light, and really focus on the positive consciousness and really tapping into that energy of the third eye. It is going to require you over the course of the next 7 days. It's a couple of things you need to do. One, some fasting. And you're not just fasting because that's just what you need to do, but you're really fasting, clearing those things out of your diet, anything that can sort of disrupt your thinking or really bring your energy out of balance. You want to fast those things out of your life. And even if they're people during this particular time, you want to do that too. And over the course of the next 7 days, I want you to really begin to focus on setting intention and writing these intentions out every single day about what you would like to see manifested for that particular day. So getting up with a purpose, writing an intention, you know, writing these down and really following these intentions. Know that your intentions for today is to accomplish these certain things and make them happen. For you, you're caught in the what stage, you know, what to do, what next. What's going to happen? And so whenever that energy comes up, you have to get grounded. And one of the ways that you're going to get grounded is by setting those intentions and really following through that particular energy of the intention and really holding those things true to yourself. And this is how you're going to see your way through. But trying to see it now, it's too far in advance, and it's too many things that is determined by what actions you do next, what you say next, and how you move about. It's going to determine that outcome.
Okay, so I'm writing my intentions for the day, each day
for the next
days.
The next 7 days,
and
you're
then
also
I'm fasting.
To let go of those things that are distraction or anything that's going to remove your energy from where it is. Because right now, what's happening is you're not able to see the situation clear. So this is why it looks like it can't turn itself around.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. Well, thank you. 13 or 14, huh? This is
yes.
What I felt like when I was 13 or 14.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll probably send you an email.
Yes, please do that. I'd love to hear from you, okay? And let us know how it goes. Peace and love to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 403, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Blue, how you doing?
Yes, greetings. I'm doing wonderful. Who's calling, please?
That's great. That's what's up. I want to reveal one of my names is Saeed. Just wanted to kind of, you know, open up a little bit. At the time, my friend had he's got a case coming up, so I kind of wanted to, you know, keep the name to myself. But I want to share a little bit every time I'm on the line.
Okay.
And, yeah, that's it. You know, just really wanted to kind of, you know, share your presence for a moment because we all appreciate you. And
thank you.
Yeah, really, and the love on top, that video is coming on a lot at work, too, so.
Oh, okay.
You know, just really thank you and, you know, appreciate it. You could do whatever you want, you know, read into whatever you want. It's up to you, you know.
Yes, it is. It's really my show that we all share together. But
true.
No, if you called in and you just wanted to share that, then I receive that. I receive that. One thing about me, that's what's up. I don't give nobody a reading unless they ask for it.
Okay.
So you don't have to get one. It may not be needed for you at this particular time. You know what I mean? Maybe the reading was really for you to just share this message with everybody here. You know, it's good to hear from you. I always see you in the chat room. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
So now we get to hear that's what's up and kind of feel your energy a little bit. So that's beautiful. You know, I accept that wholeheartedly, and I thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, cool.
All right. Well, that's what's up.
All right.
Peace and love to you. Thank
Peace
you for calling
you.
In. All right. Oh, that was beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 862. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. How are you? It's an honor. My name is Mink, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Well, my name is Mink, M-I-N-K, like the coat.
Okay, Mink. Okay, like a mink coat. Okay, beautiful,
yeah.
Mink. How old are you?
I'm 31. I'm going to be 32, but I'm 31.
Okay, you're 31. Okay. And you called in for a mini reading?
I called in for a mini reading, but I also called in, I've been, like, really weird my whole life, like, and I don't know why. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know. I can, like, I don't know. I just want to know what, you know.
No, mate. Keep going. You're fine. You're amongst the weirdest of the weird. So don't worry about it.
I feel like there's, like, like somebody told me like I'm kind of like a conduit. I've heard that a couple of times. I don't really know what that is. I don't know if that's true.
Someone, hold on just a second, Mink. You said someone told you you were a conduit?
Yeah, I've heard that a couple of times. Like just random, you know.
Right.
I don't know. Like I just don't know.
Okay. All right. So it's all good. I can really, really hear your energy right there. And so rest assured that someone's saying you're a conduit. I mean, that sounds real woo-woo-ish, but we all are, or we all can be. You understand? But I understand what you're picking up from it is you feel like some spirit is sort of communicating through you.
Through me and, like, to me. Like, okay, I can just say briefly what happened. I just came back from Miami because I'm thinking about moving to Miami because I'm always dreaming about the beach. And I was like, I have to go to the beach once a year. So it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, I've been dealing with, like, some of the orishas, so I thought, oh, yeah, man, yeah. And luckily, like, I had yellow on because I know, you know, it goes. And then, like, I went in the water, and then this whirlwind of craziness just happened, like, after that, even from my dreams or whatever. So then we get back to the hotel, and, you know, we're all chilling, and, you know, obviously. And then one of the guys that we were with, like, I saw, like, something is. I'm like, I just freaked out, like, and I felt like somebody was speaking to me and through me, you know, and then when I, like, came to, you know, like, we wake up the next morning all hungover, but, and they're all laughing, and this always happens, they're like, oh, my God, you said this, you did this, you said this, and it's just crazy, it's just, like, always crazy like that with me. I don't know, I just want to kind of, like, handle it.
Yeah, well, one of the things I would recommend that you do is definitely begin to work with the goddess Yemenya. You know, one of the things that came up for you from the Know Your Magic deck is the throat chakra, which has a lot to do with communication. It has a lot to do with truth and also facing your fears. And so this is one of the things that's really, really powerful. And, I mean, you just left the ocean and you left the water. And, of course, we know the goddess Yemenya, she's the goddess of the sea. She has a lot to do with that. And, you know, the goddess Yemenya definitely can support you in doing that. But you don't want to be scared. I mean, you really have nothing to be scared. And if she's actually come to you, you know, that's really a powerful thing. I would encourage you. I know you said you studied some of those things as it dealt with the goddess of Yemenya and working with her particular energy. But I would encourage you to really get into her mythology and begin to study, you know, study the energy. Whenever she comes into your life, you know, one of the things she's really here to help you with this, to let you know that any situation that's coming up, she can really help you with that, you know. She's really here to encourage you, not really to have you, you know, in this state of fear with it. But when it comes to something sort of kind of sort of like a possession type thing, that's really a choice. And you can make a choice because I communicate with spirits all the time. But how spirit communicates with me, I let them know that I don't want you to possess my body. I want to be the one to make the choice to say it. And you can do that. You have a right to say that. Nothing has a right to possess you unless you, that's something that you want, you know, that you actually want to do. You don't have to have that happen. But work with her. She's a beautiful goddess. She really is a goddess that really is about opportunities that open up a lot of things. And she comes around the summer solstice. And so, you know, it's really beautiful energy to begin to embrace. And, you know, take her picture. If you have a picture of her or maybe a statue of her, you can put it on the altar and do some work.
Yeah. But that's what she told me to. That's what she told me to do. And I printed it out. Yeah, that's what she told me to do. And I had another question because I know you have other people. I wanted to know, like, how can I get, like, feelings of love from opposite sex? Because I don't really get love from them. I get, like, a lot of lust, and it causes problems in my relationships with my friends because, like even if they have their guys come over, it's like a really strong attraction, but it's not anything like, oh, they love me, they want to dote on me. It's just like they, like, you know, I don't know. It's like really kind of weird. So I wanted to know, like, how can I get more of a loving relationship rather than just a sexual, lustful relationship?
Right. Yes, that makes sense. I want you to think back to, this is going to take you back to a time when you were 6 or 7 years old. I want you to think about some of the things that happened to you in your life around that time. Does that make sense? I mean, I don't want to put some personal things out there, but this is where a lot of that energy is. This is where a lot of that energy is stemming from. And so one of the things that I want you to do is for the next course of the 31 days, I want you to begin to go back, and you can do this in a light meditation. I want you to greet yourself from that time period when all of that was happening and really reassure yourself that you're safe, that you're loved and that you are protected. That's going to be important. So greet yourself back when you were six, back when you were seven. Give that love back to yourself. Tell yourself you're safe, you're loved, you're protected. Do it for 31 days. Find a place where there's water, where there's a park, where there's butterflies, because that represents transformation. And begin to heal yourself from there. And then what will happen is it will begin to shift the energy of all of those dark things that happen at that time. Because even on a conscious level, even though you're not thinking about that, because some of that energy got kind of moved around in different places, that is the energy that's coming out. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I'll send you an email because it wasn't me that I wasn't the victim. So I'll send you an email. I know exactly what you're talking about. And also, and real quickly, I was thinking, does it make sense to move to Miami? Because it's like every time I go, there's something happens where it's hard for me to leave. Like, I just came back. I lost my license before. The flight was, like, mega delayed. Like, so is that, like, telling me maybe I should be in Miami? Or?
Yes, Miami is a good place for you. One of the things I can tell you, Mink, I don't see you going there. It's going to be about another year or two before you can actually go there. A couple of things need to be in place, and you need to have some stability before you actually go out there. Yes, it is the water that is calling you. It is a lot of that energy that is calling you, and it has to do with the past life that would have been what we know now as Puerto Rico. And so that feel that you're getting out there in Miami comes from a time when you were more in an ancient time that would have been what we call right now Puerto Rico. I don't know what it would have been called then, but you can actually take a look at that. And you actually lived near the water. You actually lived there near the water in some of the more of the mountain areas. So that feel that you're getting, it's really just waking up some of that energy there. And back at that particular time, you were married and you had a family and you had several children. And some of the things that you really enjoyed doing with the kids when they were young, it's really going down to the beach in that particular area. Is really going in the water and swimming. And so that was your place of refuge, where you would go and really just sort of kind of where you could be carefree at was there. But I will tell you this, the relationship that you was in was a very abusive one with your husband and some of the things that went on. So that was the place that you always retreated yourself for healing and to bring yourself back into balance. That's just the quick flash that I got there.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. Thank you so much. And I'm going to work on it, and I'll send you an email. Thank you.
Yes. Send me an email and let me know. So I do say that if you want to get yourself out there to Miami, you need to begin to put some things in place. You do want to go back and you want to heal yourself. You want to I don't want to use the word heal, but you want to go back to visit yourself when you were six or seven. Take yourself into a meditation and really just reassure yourself that you're safe, you're protected, you're loved. And give yourself that love. Don't have any other conversations. Just really go back and show that love during that time period. And that's going to really help you to shift energetically a lot of the energy that people pick up on an energetic level from you when it comes to the area of sex and versus love versus lust.
Okay, so then I'll be able to find a man because I cannot find one. It's like so crazy, like just fizzles out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And they're out there. You'll be able to see them. Okay. All right. Well, peace and love to you, Mink. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 857. You're live in the remix. Please let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, did you say 857?
I sure did.
Oh, Miss Blue, it's my honor. I'm so excited. I made it.
Well, I'm excited you made it, too. Who's on the line, please?
This is Nadra.
Nadra?
Yes. Okay. From Boston. Greetings to you, Miss Blue, and all the family out there. Yay.
I am ecstatic.
Oh, well, good, good. It is so good to have you on the line. Did you want to get a mini reading?
I do. And I'm not going to try to take up too much time, but I just have to say I really appreciate your essence. And I was getting so much high vibrations from as I listened to the other stories. Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, it's been a pretty amazing night. I knew the way the week was going, you know, that it would. And just talking about strolls and fire magic and inspired omens and just really recognizing the energy that's on the planet right now, you know, just really recognizing the energy. So I'm glad that we all can be that reflection for each other here tonight. That's a beautiful thing. Okay, so let's take a look here. All right, beautiful. All right, the energy that comes up for you at this particular time is the what I've been talking about a lot tonight is the sacral chakra.
Okay.
And this particular energy is really an indication that creativity is required at this time. So what Spirit is saying, this is the time for you to just dive in with your creativity in everything that you do. The expression of passion with emotion helps keep the balance and all things flowing. So it's about you expressing, and it's also about you tapping into your passion and really keeping your emotion balanced. This is going to make things just flow so smooth for you. And the sacral chakra has a lot to do with creativity. It has a lot to do with sexual healing and also just allowing and letting your emotions to flow.
Okay.
Yeah. So beautiful, beautiful. I want to take a look. Let me take a look at your fire. Your fire energy is actually in a really good place. It's in a good place. Some of the things that I do want you to tap into more, because you have a lot of creative energy, it's just to express that, you know, begin to express those creative ideas and put it in everything that you're doing. Allow your emotions to begin to flow. And there is some energy that is coming up when it comes to the sexual healing. And just really for you, more about the mindset, about what you think and how you see sex. And really just to begin to get some healing in that particular area. Does that make sense?
It does. I love this. Yes. I love it. Yes. It's so true. Brilliant. Yes, I love it. I love it.
So study those things, you know. A lot of information is out there. The Reverend Goddess Charmaine does a lot of great shows when it comes to sexual things, and I know you've heard her on the remix. Study those things of tantric sex and really begin to understand it, because it is more about how we begin to think of it on a mindset, what our mindset is, and freeing yourself out of that. Let me ask you another question. How old are you?
I'm 36.
36, beautiful age. And pick a number between 1 and 6 for me.
Oh, 3.
The number 3. Yeah, 3. And 3 energy, again, is all about why. Why do you want to do that? Why? Why would anybody do that? You know, why am I feeling this? You know, it's all about the why. And so one of the things for you, it is to begin to organize your thoughts. You know, for your case, it's going to be to organize your thoughts and not so much, you know, be stuck in the moment of why, because that has a lot to do with air energy. And that means when we get too much into the why, we're too much in our head. And when you get too much air in your head, we know what that is. You're too far into the intellect, and that's when we kind of get kind of spacey and people get calling us an airhead about certain subjects. So let the why go, particularly when it comes to sex, and really just begin to look at it and just kind of have an open mind, of unjudging mind, just kind of go in and just kind of see how it is, because you're 36 now, you're not 16. And when you were 16, certain things happen and you thought about sex a certain kind of way. Does that make sense?
Oh, it sure does, sis. Mm-hmm. Yes, Miss Blue.
So now you're 36. So this is an opportunity for you to evolve and grow and really just be creative and just allowing this expression to flow. Your energy is in a great place, really a good place. Your fire energy is balanced for you. And so these are just about some of the little tweakings that you can do as you continue to do your work.
Can I ask a question? I know you're supposed to call it. Is anything coming up about, like, seeing stuff? Like, I see a lot of stuff.
Well, I can definitely see the seeing a seer energy with you because of so much of the creative energy. And for most of us, you know, everybody, I believe that what I do, everybody can do, you know, but you have a strong energy when it comes to the sacral chakra. Here's a great book for you to get if you don't already have it, and that is All Women Are Psychic. Yeah, it's by Diane Stein. It's a book that I give out a lot. You need to definitely get that book, and it's going to tell you all of those things about clairsentience, clairaudience, all of the different modalities when it comes to psychic energy, how to enhance it, how to begin to understand it, and how to begin to work with it, because you have a lot of that energy. Yes, you do.
Thank you. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And I'm so glad you got to call in. So make sure you come back. Let us know how it's going, all the things you discover. Definitely
yes.
Check out that book, All Women Are Psychic. Lots of goodies in there to really activate that.
I'm up on it. Don't worry. I'm going to get it. So
okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love.
All right. Bye-bye. Beautiful. All right, 5 minutes left to go in the form, and we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 619? Okay, I guess there's nobody there. We'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 850, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay, all right. All right, you guys. Well, this is what I'm going to do because we only have 4 minutes left to go in the forum. And so I want to just say thank you to each and every one of you guys. Don't forget to make those strolls so you can make them to attract prosperity. Don't forget to activate the fire magic that's in your life. Fire energy is all over the planet. We see it in the clothes, the colors coming out, the sun is coming out. We see it in things that are happening in the media. Don't forget to really lend your support to those things too, particularly when it comes to those things that really involve those actions of fire. So we have a lot of that on there. Hopefully we'll get Nancy Lockhart to come on and talk to us. You know, she's the legal analyst and one of the world's leading legal analysts to come on and talk to us about some of these cases that have come up recently in the media to talk about that as well too. I'll share some other things that I got from that and a conversation me and her had about what's going on with the case of the young man, Trevon, the young brother, Trevon. Share some of that information too. But I just want to just kind of let you guys know that Inspired Omens are going on right now for 2012 and beyond. This is a great time to really just kind of manage those things in our lives, see what's really going on in our heart, being able to look at it, not just feel it, just really getting into our magic. This is some of the best time in the world on the planet to begin to know your magic. And I just want to say thank you to each one of you coming with your honesty and really just coming here, as I say, being psycho, sexy, and cool and getting naked right here in the remix. And as we share with each other and continue to learn from and with each other. I wish you guys nothing but peace and love. I so look forward to connecting with you again, connecting with you in the sessions, connecting with you on Facebook and all other places in the cosmos. Know that we'll be doing it again here Sunday night. Brother Panic will be live in the forum. I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts about the show. Leave a message. Either leave it over there on Facebook. You can do that on the Remix Family page. You can tweet about it. I'm still learning my way around Twitter a little bit. You know, some of the blocks and streets over there, I don't really know how to get back to. So I'm learning my way over there. But thank you guys for participating, connecting with me. I'm Blue Raspberry over there. Connect with me on Twitter. Don't forget to download all of my international listeners out there. I thank you guys for tuning in. I know sometimes the challenge could be the time, but I want to welcome you all to listening on the remix as we continue to grow and learn every single moment, every single day here, and do that, you know, respectfully learning. So much love, warm spirit, peace and love to you guys out there. Enjoy your weekend. Get outside. Get some sun. You know, let some of that sun just kind of touch you on your skin, get grounded. I look forward to connecting with you guys and, you know, us doing it again. So we're going to go ahead and get out of here. I think the perfect thing to do, I'm going to play a little bit of Love on Top. Keep your love on top, everyone. I love you guys. Peace and love.